much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Is she a slave woman?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
That for me was better than the original. Dude, you are in it to win it. I love it, baby. I love it.
Playing football at West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
This is me laughing.
And now,
America, you asked for it. Here it is.
Our feature presentation.
Although I'm not sure anyone asked for it, but here it is anyway. Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin and Bean show for Thursday morning.
And it's Thursday the 31st of March. Bow, bow. So, hey, Lisa looks hot today, by the way.
Oh, thank
you. She's got kind of a flasher jacket on.
Looks like yeah.
It's like you got nothing on underneath it and you're going to flash people.
It could happen.
All right.
That is a good look. I think after we were discussing, I think we discussed it off the air. We need to put a post up on this. They came out with the 50 hottest women in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I don't remember who it was. And Lisa, you know, it was an outrage, an absolute outrage that Lisa's not on that list. But I hope that spurred Lisa on to start slutting it up a little bit. I hope now she's going to start showing up, trying to get back on the list for next year.
Went out and bought 3 push-up bras because, as you know, in radio, having giant breasts, if you look at the list, is super important.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Let's not discount that, by the way. It's not radio. On those women's parade.
Hey, we feel like you're mocking a little bit, and that's not okay.
I agree.
And what about Pat Corbin and Nicole?
That's what I'm saying.
That was an outrage.
I agree. I totally agree. Now, I've been dying to play this. In fact, I almost had to call a special session of Congress last night. Like they do when they haven't got the budget worked out, Congress will go back in at 4 a.m. because they have to meet now to get something passed.
You were going to ask us all to come back in so you could play some audio?
Yes, I was going to make a phone call and try to get the show back together like around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon because I didn't think that this could wait a whole night to be back on the air because it's so awesome.
Right.
This is a drunk dial that somebody has posted on the internet. Now, the guy that she met at the club that she thinks she's calling gave her a wrong number. Okay, that shows you how annoying this woman is.
All right, good.
So the wrong number turned out to be these people who got this phone call who then turned around and put it up on the internet.
All right.
So this is not the person she thought she was calling, but God bless them for getting a wrong number drunk dial and putting it up on the internet. How awesome are they? But I think you're going to love her very much as she tries to reconnect with her friend Ryan that she met earlier that night.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, it's Dominic. I met you tonight. You're so cute. Oh, my God. Ryan, I hope you remember me. You're so cute. You hit it off right away.
Do you already love her?
Yes. Oh, she sounds a little like Paula Abdul, by the way, to be honest.
She does. You're right. So she's super drunk. I just met you tonight. I hope you remember me. All right?
That's good.
It's
a good
start.
I love your shirt. And I think you're so funny. And I really, I've never felt that kind of chemistry before.
With a shirt?
And we both have the same interest in yo-yos. So you think that's funny? No one else likes yo-yos like we like yo-yos. Remember, Ryan? I hope you remember.
I never want her to stop talking.
Wait. I hope you remember. This is from the same night?
Yes, this is. She presumably met. This call came that night. So,
well, maybe he was way drunk, so she was afraid he wouldn't remember for that.
But
reason.
This is 2 hours later. You know, by the way, is it a good idea to in the first minute of the first phone call to a guy that you'd like to have a relationship with to say, "I've never felt that kind of chemistry before with anyone"?
No, is the answer to that. You should not do that.
Or does that scare you the hell off immediately? Right?
Yeah,
that's the worst thing you can do.
Anyways. I know you said that tomorrow's kind of crazy for you, you know, with all that stuff, you know. But I'd love to get in touch with you this week, next week. Anyway, just reach out to me whenever you're free. I gave you my business card. I hope you remember. I work at eBay. eBay. That's E-B-A-Y.
E-B-A-Y.
I think you've heard of it. You remembered it, kind of.
Okay. Who has to spell eBay for somebody? Well, who hasn't heard of eBay?
See, but you're applying non-drunk logic to a drunk.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, she's clearly buzz stiller drunk and is right. trying to make sure the guy remembers. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you would think you'd say eBay once and maybe spell it once. Maybe. And then, right. But that's it, really. Yeah.
I love so much, though, and I'm putting the pieces together of the conversation she had with the poor guy in the club who right. gave her the wrong phone number. Well, you said you had a super crazy day tomorrow, and, you know, you just know that that was him already trying to ease out of ever having to talk to this woman again.
Backpedaling, yeah.
Oh, no, it's great to meet you, but I'm super booked up all the time.
Oh, the next day, yeah, busy too. Yeah.
I'm busy too.
What's my number? Oh, 469.
So I hope you remember. I hope you've heard of eBay. You said you did. You said you kind of remembered it. Here's my number. She goes on.
Anyway, Ryan, I hope you had a great rest of the night. You look so cute tonight in your little shirt and your little pants. I know you said you had to leave urgently.
I know you said you had to leave urgently.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an emergency. I have to go anywhere else.
And Kevin, you'll be pleased to know that Ryan used the Kevin and Bean advice. What is it? What's the health condition that you make up if you don't want people to ask follow-up questions?
You got to throw up. Stomach upset.
I hope everything's okay. I get indigestion sometimes too.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Listen, honey, I'd love to speak with you. It's great to meet you, but my stomach really hurts. Yeah. I've got to go right now. Here's somebody else's phone number.
I hope that, you know, everything's good.
Right.
But hope you have a great Friday night. You deserve a great weekend.
Now, tell me about this, Beer Mug, because you're the king of the drunk dialing. Does there ever come a point when you're leaving a message that's now gone on for a minute and a half that you think, maybe I'll hang up. Maybe I won't keep talking forever.
No.
Yeah, you think that, but you keep going.
You know what? For me, I don't even think that. To me, that phone call right now is at about 15 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a long message.
Right. She has no idea. And now she's just riffing, you know? Well, everything's cool, and I hope you have a good Friday.
Hey, you deserve a good weekend because of your shirt.
And your indigestion.
Call me, email me, IM me, fax me, page me. You have all my contact information.
She doesn't sound even the least bit desperate, right?
No. She has a pager?
And a fax machine.
And she wants to be faxed?
I mean, she gave the... Imagine what it was like at the club when she gave that guy like 20 different ways to get in touch with him. You can just picture. All right, here's my IM. Okay, you got that down? All right, here's my fax number.
Here's my fax number in case you're stuck someplace with only a fax. Wow.
Can't wait to hear from you soon. Have a great night, Ryan. And I'll talk to you soon, okay? And if you need to get in touch with me, I'll be at Jamba Juice. So, you know, where I work, Jamba Juice, that's J-A-M-B-A.
Wait.
B-A, juice. Juice as in J, like,
Juice as in J? What?
Like, J as in shoot. Oh my gosh, you make me so nervous,
Ryan. She can't think of any word that starts with J.
J as in juice. U as in Eunice.
U as in Eunice?
Like the name.
Okay, Eunice, the name starts with an E, sweetheart. I'm sorry to break it to you. Wow. Do we even have time to go on?
Yes.
Do we need to say, okay, you want to hear some more? Because she never stops.
Oh, I love that name. I as in I, C as in cat. Cat. E as in E. Okay?
Okay.
Did she say E as in E?
Yeah, I was as in I, and E was as in E, and J of Jamba Juice was as in juice. So she's not really helping the dude out. And by the way, he's heard of Jamba Juice.
Probably, yeah, I would imagine.
He knows how to spell or find Jamba Juice.
Did she say she works there? Because she said eBay first.
Yes, she said she works at Jamba Juice, too. Who knows?
So I'll be at Jamba Juice. Talk to you soon. And,
God.
I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call whenever. I'm available. I'm single. You know. Okay. Bye.
You're going to be single for a long, long time.
Yes. I'm available and single. Well, no duh. I love her. I love her so much.
Might be time for drunk dialing again. But you know what we should do is we should have people send in, you know, the messages from their friends.
Yes. If they can do that, if they have a way to save them on their phone, it would be awesome to hear those.
Oh, that's the best.
I very deeply love her. I got to tell you.
I've made many of those calls. They're not as entertaining. Remember? You and I are totally into yo-yos.
That's right.
What kind of... He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm into yo-yo, sure.
I love your shirt, and I know you had to go urgently.
Your shirt and your pants, your jeans, so cute. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Survey says, you.
All right, good. We got Axis of Awesome coming into the studio.
Yeah, how about that?
One of the, it's a musical act that is based out of Australia or New Zealand. I don't remember which one. They're both the same, right?
I think it's Australia. Australia. No, they're not. They're different countries. But.
And they're going to be here today. They're going to be on April Foolishness as well. We are going to talk to our friend Gary.
Yes.
We did a phone topic last week, I believe, where we were talking about people who got abducted by aliens. And Gary called up, and we fell deeply in love with Gary. Mm-hmm. He's our favorite new human being. And
because he has proof. Because he's not just another one of these guys who says, oh, yeah, I knew a guy once who saw something that might have been possibly an alien. This guy was face-to-face. It was a close encounter of the third kind, and he can prove it with photos, and that's why we love him.
He came on. His first sentence was, do you want the truth or the not truth? So I wish we would have found out what the not truth is, but we asked for the truth, and we got it. And
those photographs go up on the website today, and we talked to Gary today, so all will be revealed.
That's right. We'll tell you about the Justin Bieber haircut mall tour. It's not him. It's just the hair that got cut off his head going on a mall tour. We have a brand new Beans Death Corner.
Yes.
And we have April Foolishness tickets coming up next hour, as a matter of fact, for you to sit right up front at April Foolishness on Saturday night in the fancy schmancy section. So we got all that coming up. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:49.
So it's I as an I and E as an E, right?
Yes.
And you as an Eunice.
She's a cat, though.
And you as
an
Eunice.
Oh, cat. That's right, yeah.
She has a cat. Cat.
All right. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, but it feels like it ought to at least be Friday by now. I don't know what the hell's going on this week, but Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Don't bogart that joke.
Whoa. Hey, now.
What?
Come on.
We can make it anything we want.
We can't, can though.
We?
Is
we can make it Friday?
We can bend space and time.
I don't know how.
We're on the radio.
R as in
never has a more radio? Powerless position been said with more power.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Showbiz News, shall we? Charlie Sheen might be on the receiving end of a lawsuit now after his $100 million lawsuit that he tried to bring against Chuck Lorre and Warner Brothers was thrown out of court because he's got to go into arbitration for that particular problem. He is facing a $20 million lawsuit from a reality show producer who said that Charlie ruined a TV deal between himself and Charlie's estranged uncle, Joe Estevez. You may remember Joe is the one who volunteered to take over Charlie's role in Two and a Half Men when all this started.
Sweet.
Saying he was the really funny one in the family. Well, apparently there was a guy who was trying to put a reality show together about Joe and all of the Sheen clan. And this guy claims that Charlie, along with Martin Sheen and his mother Janet, all ruined the show.
Well, they don't have to play along, do they?
No, they don't. And no one wants to see a reality show about Joe Estevez. I believe this is just a spurious lawsuit. However, Charlie may have to appear in court in order to defend himself. So we'll have to see what happens.
That'd be great.
Apparently the show about the Sheens, a.k.a. being Sheen, a.k.a. Sheen Reality, was destroyed. And the lawyer claims they did so intentionally, tortuously, threatening to interfere and to restrain and to conspire to therein, interfere with and restrain.
Is this a law student?
Other legal talk.
It's a law student that wrote that?
No, it's a real lawyer.
Huh.
So Charlie Sheen at some point in the next 48 hours is going to get on a plane and go to Detroit. That's what his weekend is. And do a stand-up show where Kevin believes that there will be about 50% empty seats
Half
and
house.
The rest of the people there will be booing him.
Yep.
That's his weekend. That's what he's got on the horizon.
Winning. Not.
Look, we've seen many people on stage, and it takes a very, very different skill set to stand on stage in front of a big crowd and hold their attention.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Can't wait.
Donald Trump Jr., Donald's son, is having another baby. He's expecting with his wife, Vanessa, tweeted the news this week. Donald Trump is the advisor on Celebrity Apprentice. He's the one who looks like Donald, only with better, darker hair.
Better hair, yeah.
And
no
chin.
Yeah. Well, the whole family doesn't have any chins. It's their only drawback. Congratulations to actress Elizabeth Banks and her husband, Max Handelman. They had a baby boy via surrogate yesterday. That's the way to go. They just hand you the baby and you feel great and you walk out with it. They've been, interestingly enough, boyfriend and girlfriend since they first met on her first day of college back in 1992.
Wow.
They've been married since 2003, but a long-time relationship for those two. I love her. I think she's great.
I do, too.
And so congratulations to them. It's funny because she was playing pregnant on 30 Rock all year.
That's right.
All season long. Yeah, sure. She was carrying Jack Donaghy's baby, Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And now she's having one of her own.
What stuff did you do in Slither?
Yeah, I wonder what she did in Slither.
Good question.
Don't stop there. Play the whole thing.
No, you got the whole.
No, I got plenty of time.
This is being on an interview with.
It was such a tailspin. So were you one of the chasing the monsters? Or?
All right, you've recreated it at this point.
With Elizabeth Banks, and she was not talking about the movie Bean's talking about.
No, she's talking about her current movie.
All right.
He's talking about a movie she did 10 years prior.
Let's hear it.
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
All right, that's enough, right?
Keep we don't going. Need to go on.
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah,
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
Okay, all right.
Oh, that was perfect execution.
Wow. It was. And we wonder why she hasn't been on since.
Yep.
New relationship in the news. Carrie Mulligan.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful and talented actress. You probably saw her most recently in Wall Street 2 with Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-mm.
Anything? Anything ringing a bell there, Kev?
Didn't see that one.
Nothing?
Wanted to, didn't.
She is currently dating Marcus Mumford. Does that name sound familiar? Mumford?
You
may know him and his sons. He, of course, is the lead singer for the Grammy-nominated band Mumford & Sons.
Does he play the banjo?
I don't know if he's the banjoist or not.
They all play the banjo.
How dare you, sir. She loves when he strums her banjo. You know what I'm saying? Britney Spears, of course, has a new CD out. She's doing a lot of press for that. Us Weekly Magazine has a list of secrets you don't know about Britney.
How can there be anything left?
Oh, Kevin, you don't know. Did you know she loves to draw and draws most every day?
That's not a...
You don't know that about her.
You didn't know that about her. When you say secret, doesn't it kind
of... She loves to draw.
Doesn't it kind of suggest that it's something we would be interested in?
Can you imagine Britney at the dining room table with her tongue sticking out the side of her mouth just drawing stick figures?
Yeah.
That's what I picture when she's doing her art. It's like, just struggling to get a circle and then like two dots for the eyes and a smiley face.
And then you look at it and you go, what is that?
Kevin, you may not know that Britney Spears makes her own bed every morning.
Huh?
That's one of her secrets.
That's not a secret.
Do you know Britney played basketball in high school?
All right.
She was on the girls' basketball team.
Okay.
And Britney also says she takes 2 baths a day. I don't buy that for a minute.
No.
No. You've seen photos of her. You can smell her.
Month.
You can smell her right through the lens.
Huh?
Britney, by the way, is trying to get back into tip-top shape for her album launch and upcoming tour. So apparently she's working out 3 hours a day, say friends. Eating a lot of protein, no sugar. In fact, she's so serious about her diet that her boyfriend, Jason Trawick, has been banned from eating anything unhealthy in front of her. Oh, that's got to be a joy to be him. Can you imagine? Why do I have to suffer? Because you're a fat ass with a new album. That's what Jason's saying.
I saw her on Good Morning America.
Yes.
That performance she taped in San Francisco. And then I saw her on Jimmy the other night. And she's not in concert shape yet.
Nope.
Not at all.
Working on it.
Sure.
Yeah. But she's getting there. No prison for Lindsay Lohan, at least in this one particular case. Prosecutors have dropped the battery case against her with that former Betty Ford Clinic staffer, remember? She
claimed
she came over the wall and there was a struggle and she beat her up. So the only case right now on Lindsay's docket is the court date on the charges of her stealing the $2,500 necklace. And she'll be in court for a preliminary hearing on that case April 22nd. So the beat goes on for her in court, but she's dodged one bullet at least.
I'm glad they're not going to charge her on that, because you know what? If you're working at Betty Ford, you're going to interact with patients and there's going to be conflict sometimes. I think that comes with the territory.
They may be roughing you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Up to the point of physical altercation, though. I mean, really, that's...
Well, if you're dealing with drunks and addicts, yes. I mean, there probably is going to be some physical
altercation. They're
going
to swing at you sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know that should just be considered part of the job.
Why not?
Because
I'm saying it is.
I'm saying it is too. It'd be like working in a psych ward. I mean, you're going to deal with some people who are out of control. You have to expect once in a while some physical altercations.
If you're a cop, you can't sue someone you're trying to arrest for swinging at you or spitting at you or something like that. That comes with the territory of being a cop.
I think it's an extra charge, though, Bean, is what I'm saying. If you're a cop and somebody spits or swings at you, it's an extra charge of assault.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not
But you've seen cops struggling with perps on the ground all the time before they get the cuffs on them and whatnot.
Yes. I mean, it's trying to get away.
It's part of the job.
I'm just saying.
I can't believe this Bean and I agree on something.
I know. That should scare you.
No, it shouldn't. I'm just saying. Scare you. That's how right I am, is that Bean and I are on the same page.
Nothing scares me.
All right.
That's true. That is one thing I know about Kevin.
Nothing scares him.
The facts do not sway his opinion on anything.
Nope. See Idol last night, Kevin?
Stop asking me that.
Elton John night. You missed Elton John night.
Elton John not included.
Elton John.
What?
Well, he didn't perform. The kids were singing Elton John.
He wasn't
John
even
songs.
There. I couldn't believe that it was Elton John night. There wasn't even a token appearance.
Maybe he'll show up tonight. Maybe he'll show up tonight for the results show. Maybe he'll appear.
I thought that was the deal. That's when they have a night, they have the artist.
Usually it's the second night, the voting off night. When they need a lot of padding, they bring the artist that everyone paid tribute to out on stage, and he does a number or something.
All right.
But it was a big night.
I don't care for your Pia, man.
You are so wrong.
I don't care for her.
Mamma mia, Pia! That's what somebody suggested be my new catchphrase for Pia.
I don't know.
It's not working?
Still keep working on that one. No. Pia's a difficult one.
It is. And you guys, I know you're not watching Survivor, but boy, is it good this year.
Really?
Yeah. There's a guy on there named Philip who is a former, I guess he worked for the Treasury Department or something, but he keeps calling himself an agent, a government agent.
Oh, good.
I was a government agent for 4 years. Don't forget, I protected this country. I was a government agent. And he keeps repeating it over and over and over again. And he's the biggest clueless douchebag you've ever met in your life. It's been hilarious.
Are all the rest of them mocking him now?
Oh, God, they hate agent. Him. Yeah. And he walks around in, like, this big saggy underwear. He's got, like, these pink briefs that he wears all the time with, like, loafers and all. He's just a big loser. Wow. Everyone's constantly mocking him. Makes me laugh. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Walken celebrates his 68th birthday today. AC/DC guitarist Angus Young is 56. Actress Rhea Perlman married Danny DeVito, but she was on Cheers for many years, 63 years old. Ewan McGregor is 40 years old. And Jessica Zor, Vanessa from Gossip Girl, is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Kevin and Bean's third annual April Foolishness concert is fast approaching. It is happening this Saturday night. By the way, I should mention, late last night, I saw a tweet that suggested that they opened up some of those production hold seats.
Oh, great.
That they released, you know, once they get everything set up and the lights and the controls and everything in there, they sometimes find they have a few extra seats to sell. They put them up last night at like 10 o'clock at night or something like that. Now, I don't know what that means for today. I don't know if you go to the Ticketmaster right now, if you'll see seats available, but it is possible. You should definitely check it out. Because previous to that, it had been completely sold out, and we do have tickets you can win later this hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, up close in the fancy schmancy section. All right, who's ready for a little Bean's Death Corner?
Bean, Bean loves death.
He says it so happily.
And it's weird. It's
my favorite thing of the week, Lisa. Why wouldn't I be happy?
Not animals, but human death he loves. Mm-hmm. And he follows the Twitter of the New York Times obituaries. That's how much he loves death. So it's a little creepy, but he does love his features. So let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
It's a particularly sad and tragic edition of Bean's Death Corner today, but I'm going to ease into it with a story. No, this one is particularly rough, but I'm going to ease into it with a story that's even going to make you happy, Kevin, because it involves soccer, your favorite sport. This is young Christopher Alexander Hakom, who was 17 years old. Tragically, he was murdered while playing soccer in his local Colombian neighborhood. Now, he was a hardcore football fan, as you can imagine.
Right.
He was in a fan group called Barra del Indio, and they love the Cucuta Deportivo. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with that Colombian team or not, but they're very popular down there. They loved soccer so much, and they knew that Christopher would so much want to go to one more game that they broke into the funeral home where his body had been prepared. In his coffin, they stole the body in his coffin and took it to the soccer stadium for the next home game.
Did they get in?
Yes.
Sir, we're going to have to check that box.
They got it, which is unbelievable that security let that. But apparently there were so many of them that they rushed through the gates with the coffin. Now, how they did, I mean, how they got away with it. I saw a video of the game going on. So it's not like they got in and then they threw them out. The game going on and all of the fans in that section cheering along, holding the casket up in the air so that he can be in one more game.
What's going on in Colombia?
So the next time you see, you know, a Green Bay Packer fan who's out there with his body painted in cold weather, wow. You go, that guy's a fan, but not compared to this dude who went to a soccer game after he was dead. He loved them so much.
That is some security they got going on down there.
Here's a story that I told Kevin about off the air yesterday, and he begged me not to bring it onto the air. And I can't abide by that.
That's the curse of death. When I say don't do it, Bean's like, yes, 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 this is good.
Belair, Ohio is where it happened. A phone call came to 911 from a home on Washington Street there. The roommates involved said, yeah, we got somebody unresponsive here. The guy that we live with is unresponsive. The police showed up, and the man was morbidly obese, like you see on Oprah. He had been sitting in a chair, ladies and gentlemen, for 2 years.
Oh, man.
He had not gotten up for 2 years. Yes, his skin had become fused with the fabric of the chair.
Oh.
God. So bedpans was?
Nope. Just chair.
Just chair,
yeah,
you
just,
think?
Just chair, and I don't need to go anymore in that direction
no,
for
no,
detail.
No.
Police cut the man out of the chair, and then he was so fat they had to cut a hole in the wall to get him out of his home. By the way, there's going to be they took him to the hospital. He died the next day. There's going to be an investigation into the two able-bodied people that lived there with the man. One man was a roommate with a separate bedroom, and he had a girlfriend who lived with him, too, who used to bring him food every day because he never got out of the chair.
That's the part I don't understand. If fatty fat fat can't get out of the chair, don't bring him food. He'll get out of the chair.
Eventually, he'll get out of the chair.
God.
That is not sexy, right?
I'm going to say no. That is not sexy.
It's not a good way to go.
And thank you very much for leaving out the maggots.
I didn't even bring that part up, right?
Oh, Kevin.
I'm just hey, so wait happy. A minute.
God.
Wait a minute.
That's why
but
I didn't
you...
want him to talk about it.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Three couples that were all elderly that died in tragic circumstances this week as you're enjoying Bean's Death Corner on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's one out of Riverside County. A woman came home from running errands this past Sunday at around 11:30 in the morning, opened up her garage door, and saw that her husband was lying on the floor. It turned out that he had had a heart attack, and he was dead on the floor.
Okay.
She, and I don't understand how she was able to do this, but she continued to pull the car toward the garage, jumped out of the vehicle to rush to her husband's aid, and somehow the car kept going, pinned her up against the garage door where she was crushed to death and also died, ladies and gentlemen. Comes home, husband's dead, rushes to save him. Now
God.
She gets crushed and died. Now they're both dead in the garage.
Why do you play the applause?
Because it's awesome. That's why. Here's an unusual story out of Washington State. A 61-year-old man called 911 to say that his wife was having a heart attack. He began to start CPR. The 911 folks were on the phone with him when suddenly the phone went silent. When the paramedics arrived 8 minutes later, they found out that the husband apparently had too much exertion while trying to perform CPR. He had suffered a fatal heart attack trying to revive his wife. They're both dead.
So our moral there, just let him go,
just
right?
Just let him go. You don't want to risk
dead
your
is
own.
Dead.
Right.
And finally, and I thought I'd end on a happy note, this is not a Bean's Death Corner story that involves two people dying at the same time like the previous two stories. The wife was already dead in this case. She had been dead for some time. Her 89-year-old widow husband in Hicksville, New York, went to church to light a candle in her memory. Vito Badalamente died late Friday night in the burn unit of Nassau University Medical Center in East Meadow. He had third-degree burns over 60% of his body. While lighting the candle, the flame caught his clothing on fire, and he died. He had two priests on the scene who rushed to help him after the fire alarms were set off in the chapel.
Oh,
but that's a bad way to go at 89. You're lighting a candle for your dead wife, and you catch on fire and die?
These stories do not make me happy.
Bean?
Also not sexy, right?
No.
Well, no.
Were we looking for sexy?
None of us are, A, looking for sexy in this feature, and B, how does that make you happy?
Because how lucky are we? How lucky is every single person listening to the show right now?
Don't try and turn it around to have a message.
I'm saying that we're going to have a great day compared to everyone you've just heard, because this has been another exciting and exhilarating edition of Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
All right, what are we deciding? What are we doing here?
Let's do it now.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number here on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you'd like to be a contestant for a game, we'll play for fancy schmancy tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. I don't remember what game we're playing. Do we need any special instructions for the listeners?
We need very special instructions.
All right, tell me.
You have to be able to do a Ray Romano impression.
Ah, Ray Romano, one of the acts on the bill Saturday night.
Correct.
He's got a very recognizable sound.
It does. It seems like, and even if you can't do it, it seems like everyone on our staff in the last week or two has tried.
Yes.
You know, and King of Mexico being the best. But if you do a Ray Romano impression, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We'll pick the best one, and then you will win tickets for the fancy schmancy section.
Oh, I don't get along with my brother, and my mom picks on me.
See?
No. Not everybody can do a Ray Romano. Wow. But that's what we're looking for, only good. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, give me some music. I got some Justin Bieber news for you here.
Do I have
Justin to? Bieber announced yesterday that his film Never Say Never is coming out on Blu-ray and DVD on May 13th, Kevin. So I wanted to give you the heads up so you can get your pre-order. And did you know that Never Say Never, his film, is one of the highest grossing documentaries of all time?
Yeah, don't care.
That's how popular Justin Bieber is, and he is back in the news via TMZ.com. His hair is going on a mall tour. You remember he cut off some hair, presented it to Ellen DeGeneres on her talk show about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, I remember that, Bean. Oh, it was a proud day.
They auctioned it off. I still have it on my TiVo.
Sure.
I won't delete that episode. They auctioned it off, and somebody paid over $40,000 for it, and now that hair is in a box that's signed by Justin Bieber, and it's going on tour. Now, where is it? What's the story with the bodyguards?
Well, there's two bodyguards. And the hair's inside a glass case.
Of course it is.
And apparently it's the hair that he got chopped off when he changed his legendary hairstyle. Uh-huh. So they put some of it in a jar, and then now it's like going on a mall tour. And right now it is in Miami. If you'd like to get your picture taken with it, it's at a bowling alley in Miami. So it's at the Lucky Strike Lanes in Miami right now. And you can pose to take a picture with Bieber's hair as long as you donate to the Japan Relief Fund.
So at least it's for a good cause.
Sure.
Okay.
But they're going to pose next to a jar of hair.
I'm going to the bowling alley to meet Justin Bieber, sir.
Right. Yeah, it's not really Bieber as much as it is his dead hair.
Well, we have been fortunate enough to strike up a relationship with the teen singing sensation Justin Bieber, and he joins us once again on the Kevin and Bean Show to comment on this bizarre story.
Hello.
Hi, Justin. How are you? Kevin and Bean here.
Hey, how you guys doing? How's that going, eh?
We're good.
It's going fine. Great to hear. How's everything in America, eh?
Everything in America's good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You're Canadian, but you spend a lot of time in America. Yeah, you haven't lost any of your accent.
Well, no, because America's not like a good country, you know? It's like evil, eh?
Yeah.
And Canada's better, so I'm like trying to be stay Canadian as I can, eh?
I see. Yeah.
Right, but America has been awfully good to you, Justin. I mean, isn't that where your biggest fan base is?
But it's like all over the world, eh? It's not just one place. So I'm not like, how do I pick just one country and say, oh, that's the good one? You know, that would be about, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Talk to us about this hair thing. How did this whole thing come down where you cut off your hair and auctioned it for charity and now it's on tour?
Yeah, my hair's on tour, eh? It's like awesome.
Why?
Because it's the most talented hair in the world.
It has talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, it can, you know, be in a jar.
Right. I could be in a jar. That doesn't make me talented.
But you're not, it's not, you don't have Bieber hair.
Right.
You don't have Bieber hair.
True.
People love it and they want to go and hang out with it, eh? And I'm like, great, go and, you know, raise some money for a good charity, eh?
Uh-huh. TMZ says that your fans have been lining up for hours to get their photo taken. They're paying to get their photo taken with a jar with hair in it.
Yeah, people are like, what's that all about? And I say, it's because the hair is, like, magical, eh? It's got its own movie coming out.
It doesn't have its own
it
movie.
Does.
What?
Justin's hair, never say split ends. and I got, it's you know, it's got to be secure, so that's why they got the bodyguards there, to make sure that no one takes off with the hair.
Two security guards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, someone would try to steal it and hold it hostage or something, and be, what's that all about?
Well, it's just hair. It really wouldn't be that big a deal if it got stolen, Justin.
What's that?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening?
Hold on a second. Hey, get away from there. You can't be near that, okay?
Yeah, right. What's going on?
What's that alarm for?
Oh, that's for my scab collection. That's getting ready to go on tour as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been saving my scabs. They're going to go out and do a tour all 50 cities. It's playing arenas.
People want arenas.
Yeah.
nobody, no matter how much they're a fan of your music or movies, wants to see your scabs, Justin.
Hey, get away from that case, would you please? It's not for you to touch.
The scabs again?
No, that's my dingleberries.
Oh.
Yeah, I got them in a case. They're going to be taking it off of their own torch. They may open for the scabs. I'm not sure.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Hey, no. Don't open that box, okay?
What's
Thank
worse
you.
Than dingleberries?
That's my navel lint. My navel lint is going to be doing a mall tour soon, so I got to put that all together.
Where are you exactly? Because
I'm in my bathroom.
Well, then why are there that many people
just
in your...
cutting pieces off myself to put on tour. I can make so much more money if I send off, like, nail clippings and things.
You don't have nail clippings.
Oh, yeah,
it.
Nail clippings, boogers, dandruff, toe jam.
Okay, I don't
It's all going
see any
out.
Of
it's a lot of touring.
I may form a boy band with some of that stuff. Put five or six of them together and be like, hey, what's that all about? You okay? You got awful quiet over there.
Wait, who's laughing with you?
Omar.
What's he doing there?
He's the one who collects the dingleberries.
We've long known.
Hey, Ray Romano. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys?
See, everybody thinks they can do a Ray Romano, but of course that's the real Ray Romano right there.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I did a TV show, made a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Ray, you were
like
one
a
of
Muppet.
The
acts. A Muppet Ray.
Well, being Ray Romano, do sound a little bit like a Muppet.
Like Kermit.
That's actually true.
No, I got a big brother. He's huge.
Right.
My wife, with the kids and the parents always coming over. How did my show make so much money? It's not that good.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to join us up close to fancy schmancy tickets for Kevin and Bean's annual April Foolishness.
No, don't go. It's not good.
It's going to be great. This involves the backstage parking. You also get the Kevin and Bean t-shirt. You get the Kevin and Bean meet and greet. Ray, you're on the bill along with Jim Jeffries.
Yes.
Speaking of Jim Jeffries, he was just in here yesterday. Didn't he have a Ray Romano impression too?
Yeah, I have a clip.
Oh, no. It's too early for me.
Oh, you do a Ray Romano. I love it.
No, that was horrible.
Comedian.
The whole thing with the voice being high.
Bill Burr.
Get it.
Doug Benson, Steve-O, the Axis of Awesome, who will be here later on today, our friend Patton Oswalt, and from the TV, Jimmy Kimmel and his band from the TV show Cleto and the Cleetons.
You know what's funny about Ray's voice is that it's super unbelievably recognizable, and yet no one can do it.
Why? I'm right here, Kevin. Why are you saying that about my voice?
Didn't Ray have an awesome story that he told us one day? Excuse me, didn't you have an awesome story that you told us one day about being on the phone and, like, ordering porn or something?
Oh,
and
that was his stand-up, yeah.
Oh, was that a stand-up? Yeah, course, everybody recognizes his voice whenever he calls to do something.
Phone sex, because the woman's like, you.
Yes. He called down to the front desk because he thought block porn meant a block of porn. That was one of his jokes. And then he called down to get it taken off so he could watch it. And they go, my mom loves you, and all that kind of stuff. And it's so embarrassing.
No, now they all know right. I'm tugging it.
let's see how the listeners do with a Ray Romano impression. 1-800-520-1067. Lisa, keep track of what are we going to do? We're going to put everybody in the drawing that's good. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think we will.
Okay.
Yeah, so Lisa, you keep track. All right, let's go with line one. Let's start with my man, Vibov.
What?
What's your name?
It's not even a name. It's your name like is... an electronics store or something.
Your name is Vibov?
Yeah.
Vibov.
Are you Indian?
Yeah.
He's a scientist. What do you think, B?
Vinatbov. I say Vinatbov.
All right, Vi, you're on with the great Ray Romano, or are you? But let's hear your impression. Let's see how you do, Ray.
Oh, no, Deborah, why you gonna do that?
We have a winner.
Now I can't go.
We have a winner.
Say now. Now who's me?
All right, hold on.
Me, I am.
Is
that's
he
true.
In?
Hold on.
No, he's not in.
He's
no,
not in. Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Here's what I didn't know if we were going to put everyone, and then if there's a clear cut winner, we just pick him, or we put everyone in the draw.
You really want to have that argument on the air?
No,
who's
I don't know.
The winner and who's not?
I think if somebody's good, they go into the drawing.
Okay. I'm not a.
You're not a sports writer.
Guy.
That's who you played on TV. All right, let's try Chuck. Let's see how he does. Chuck, welcome to Kevin and Bean Show. Let's hear your Ray Romano.
Hey, this is Ray Romano. Welcome to Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, where I demand to go on first.
He does, by the way. That's true.
No, you're Fat Albert. Not Ray Romano.
I appreciated
Ray Romano. Hey, hey, hey.
I appreciated the content. I didn't think it sounded anything like Ray Romano.
No,
what did you guys think?
Okay. Horrible.
Ray Romano will be going early, and it is by his demand.
Yes, because I need to sleep early.
Adrian.
Deborah and the kids. Oh, Peter Boyle's dead.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're not, those people were just on the TV show. That's not real life. Adrian, hi, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, Lisa May?
What's up?
Let's hear you, Ray.
All right, hey, guys, what's up, Ed? It's Ray Romano. I got a preview for you for Saturday. I got a joke for you. What does Bruce Lee order at Burger King?
What?
A Whopper!
Okay.
Oh,
see, because he's Bruce Lee.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for
now I know why my show was popular.
So we don't.
I'm so much funnier than any of these people.
I just want to clarify. No one's in the drawing yet.
No.
Right?
I don't
so
think
far,
there's going to be a drawing.
Horrible.
Just clarify.
Well, at some point we'll go to sudden death and we'll just give it to anyone who sounds remotely. I mean, Adrian sounded exactly the same as he did as Ray Romano, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Benny. Hi.
Good morning.
Let's hear your Ray.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Ray Romano. I'm a woolly mammoth. I like Sabretooth.
I like it. He's going the Ice Age route.
I live next to Kevin. I'll kiss him on the lips every morning.
He's the only one that
the
deserves.
He's the least offensive of all of them.
He's
so
the only
far.
One. He deserves to be in the drawing, but he's not a clear cut winner by any means.
No,
right, so
no.
So drawing for Benny.
Okay.
It's
all right, you're in the drawing, Benny. Let's try Caesar Line 7, 1-800-520-1067. If you can do your Ray Romano impression, we're giving away tickets for April Foolishness Saturday night. Hi, Caesar. Welcome.
How's it going, fellas? Kevin and Bean. Those guys sound more like Deborah. Did you say Ray Romano or Deborah? They sound more like Patricia Heaton.
I don't know that I'd make fun of
James. James is calling us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. James, let's hear your Ray Romano. Good luck.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you?
Hey!
No.
This guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Give us a little more.
Do you have anything besides hey?
What do you want to know about? How's your day so far?
He's falling apart quickly.
Getting in my car.
He's got the hay down.
Hey.
He's got the hay down. All right, he goes in the drawing, I think.
Right. Oh, yes.
In the drawing.
Yes,
okay.
He goes in.
All right.
Okay. That was James, right?
Yeah.
That was James. All right, let's do one more. Let's try Jesse. Jesse's on line one, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show with a Ray Romano impression. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, I'm Ray Romano. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for calling.
All right.
There's David. Gone. What about David?
David is new?
He's new.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is he?
What's wrong with you, Kevin? He's new. Everyone knows it.
Hi, David.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
That was a good call. That was a good call going to David, Ray.
Look, we're just trying to get anyone.
Just down to two guys. What do you want?
All right.
We've got Benny and we've got James in the running for
Neither of which deserve this prize.
It's not easy.
And yet, we're giving them to James.
The guy who can say, hey.
Hey,
you
won.
You won.
You're going to be
sitting. It's awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. You won and you're going.
We will see you on Saturday night. Congratulations to Gilbert Espinoza from Downey. Just got those tickets to see the Warped Tour.
I no longer do the voice for Affleck Duck. I'm Gilbert Espinosa.
That's Gilbert Gottfried.
I should tweet more carefully because you can get in trouble and then lose your job.
That's not the same. It's not the same person. Yeah.
Sorry.
World famous skate rock at 6:51.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Always sending you to kevinandbean.com because there's lots of great new stuff up there every day. Yesterday we put a brand.
No, there isn't.
All right, Ray, we're done with you. Ray, you can go back home. No, you can go back home and go back to bed. You're fine. We put new stuff up all the time, including a brand new internet roundup yesterday. Two new posts already today you want to check out. If you weren't listening earlier this hour for Bean's all-new Death Corner, there's a post on that with a link to all the stories we discussed. And also, there's a post up about the listener we're going to talk to next after the top of the hour. Gary came face-to-face with an extraterrestrial. There's no doubt now that you've seen the photos, right, boys?
Yeah, and has proof.
And has proof, right. So the pictures are up. A lot of people have been asking since we first had Gary on the air last week, when are we going to put the photos up on the website? They are up right now. We'll be talking to Gary right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I don't see the aliens in the picture.
Well, you're not looking.
Dude, they couldn't be any more clear.
All right. You say so. Miley Cyrus is speaking out. She apparently is not pleased with all these teenage YouTube sensations who are becoming stars overnight. She says that the Friday singer Rebecca Black annoys her. Miley says it should be harder to be an artist. You shouldn't just be able to put a song on YouTube and go on tour, she says. Are you effing kidding me? You're right. You should just go on a show on the Disney Channel and then go on tour.
I don't mind someone complaining about this that deserves it, but she's not the
one. If Bono complains.
right.
If Dave Grohl complains about the YouTube sensation stars,
yeah,
then you got something. Miley, you cannot.
She was basically picked out of obscurity and made a star by the Disney machine, right?
Yes.
She didn't come up playing clubs.
No, she was in a horrible sitcom at 14 or whatever, and then they just the manufactured her career around her. She didn't do anything. That's rich. That is rich.
That is pretty strong.
That's not to say, by the way, automatically that she doesn't have talent because she had Disney behind her, but she also can't complain about, you know, not paying her dues.
No, she cannot.
I need to take her side.
I'm not taking her side. I'm not taking her side at all.
That's pretty cool. Charlie Sheen kicks off his tour Saturday in Detroit Rock City. And by the way, he will be debuting a brand new duet on tour between himself and Snoop Dogg. He and Snoop have recorded a song specifically for the tour. Show opens with him and Snoop Dogg and their new record.
Let me guess, is it called Winning?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
I have some information on this because he tweeted
Mr. Know-It-All.
He tweeted a clip from his Twitter feed of him, a picture of him and Snoop in the studio, and a clip of what the song is.
Yeah.
If you want to, I do have it.
Right.
If you want to hear some of it. Yeah.
Where's, I don't hear Snoop.
He's coming up.
That's it. Mushroom. Oh.
I don't know. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was surprised that that's what they put together.
Warlock. Winning. Warlock.
There it is.
They're doing a TV series about the golden age of the Playboy clubs. The 60s, you know, since Mad Men was such a huge critical hit, all the networks now are trotting out their homage to the 60s TV series. There's one about girls who were stewardesses back in the 60s on Pan Am. There's one about Miami Beach in the 60s. And there's also one about the Playboy clubs called The Playboy Club. It's a pilot for NBC. I don't know if you've seen the photos of Amber Heard as a Playboy bunny.
No, but now I'm in. I was not interested until that moment.
And according to LA Times and other sources, all the girls who are being hired for this pilot called The Playboy Club have contracts which contain a nudity clause.
That they have to?
They have to sign.
But it's on NBC, though.
I know. So what does that mean?
It
means that they're going to shoot several versions. One for NBC when it airs on the network, and then one that could be used to sell the show when it's released on DVD or in cable syndication.
Yay!
All right. The contract clause reads, actresses will submit to nudity as defined above, and or simulated sex acts may be required in connection with the player's services in the pilot and or series.
I sort of have a boner.
Yeah!
This is a fantastic trend for television.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I love Amber Heard. She's my favorite actress.
I tweeted the photo of her sitting in her her director's chair in her Playboy Bunny outfit.
Yes.
Man.
Good times?
Wow.
All right.
She is making some lesbian very happy somewhere. That's all I know.
And all men.
Well, not as happy as the lesbian.
Yeah.
But she looks terrific. And
I know her. I've talked to her
you
on
haven't.
A couple
Shut
of
up,
different
Nick.
Occasions.
You know nothing. And she's got to get nude. It's in the contract. We got to put right. that in our contract here at K-Rock.
That we have,
that
to,
we
get
have
nude?
To get nude?
When's Lisa May's contract up?
The difference is that no one wants to see us nude.
Not us.
Oh, Lisa. Okay.
The women.
All right. All right.
Damn. Wild women. The wild women. And they are rebooting the Batman franchise.
What's that about?
File.
Okay, got it.
The series isn't even over yet, and they're already talking about the reinvention of the Batman series. Christopher Nolan hasn't finished his trilogy yet, and Warner Brothers is already discussing rebooting the franchise once his film is over.
Wasn't the first Christopher Nolan a reboot?
Yes.
Okay.
Now they're talking about rebooting it again. This is the first time I've ever heard about rebooting a franchise before the franchise had officially been over.
Huh.
You know, it's like they did Superman. After this last Superman movie failed, they brought someone else in to reboot it, right?
Right.
Chris Nolan's still working on his movie, and they're already talking about what they're going to do with the next series. So they are getting rid of Nolan, although he may oversee as a producer.
I hope
but
he does
new
good
Batman,
work.
New director, new vision, new costume, new Gotham City, everything.
Is this like reboot. Superman in high school or something? I mean, is it like Batman in high school or something? Like that
no
kind
word
of?
On what direction it's going to go, huh. But they're talking to several filmmakers about taking over and doing another trilogy of Batman movies that will be completely different from the Christopher Nolan films.
And that's bullshit. That's so crazy because the Batman franchise is the healthiest franchise in the world right now.
Yes.
The first two movies were critical and commercial smashes. Why throw them away? Why not keep going with this series with Christian Bale?
I think they feel that without Christopher Nolan, he said this is his last one.
Right,
without
uh-huh.
him at the helm, there will be a diminishing
I can
quality
see that.
Because no one will be able to fulfill his vision as well as he. So they're just going to take it and let some new filmmaker do it his way and hope for the best.
I wonder if that's true. I mean, look at how successful the Harry Potter franchise has been. And they've had, what, five different directors making those movies. And
yeah.
they still managed to make movies that people love.
I think they're afraid of happening to this series what happened to the Burton films. First two Tim Burton Batmans were good. And then Joel Schumacher took over, remember?
Yeah.
And then we got nipples on the bat suit and Dayglow roller skating and Mr. Freeze. And Gotham City is chilling tonight. I mean, then it just kind of disintegrated. So I think they're afraid. They want to get their ducks in order before they make the
wow.
transition. But I thought that was interesting. That
is there a sequel to the reboot scheduled yet or no?
Yes, they're playing a reboot for the reboot sometime in the late century.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Zor, Vanessa from Gossip Girl is 26 years old today. Actor Ewan McGregor is 40 years old. Rhea Perlman, she was on Cheers, played Carla on that TV series for many years. Also married to Danny DeVito, she's 63 years old. Angus Young, guitarist for AC/DC, is 56. And Christopher Walken celebrates his 68th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the Axis of Awesome coming in. They're playing Saturday night at Kevin and Bean's sold-out April Foolishness show, and they'll be doing some musical comedy for us coming up next hour. Also, we've got an update on the cobra that has escaped from the Bronx Zoo. But the zoo people say, hey, come on in. Everything's safe, even though we don't know where this cobra is.
It's all good. Bring your kids.
So we have been following that one with interest. All right. Last week, we had a guest on the show, a caller. We were talking about Sammy Hagar's claim that he had recently been that he had at one point in his life been abducted by aliens, and we asked for people to call in who had been abducted by aliens. We had quite a few that called in. One really stuck out, and I loved Gary, and he was very passionate about it. And the story that he told, the part that really got me interested, Kevin, was the story that he told about his little daughter who was like three, who was talking about the men in the trees that she could see.
Daddy, the men took us, or they came for us. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just so, it was chilling. And he told us that he had proof that he had not been able to get to anybody that could, where it could do some good. And we said, hey, send us that proof. We want to see these pictures that you took of these aliens around your house. And a bunch of listeners have been just barraging us with emails ever since saying, when are the photos going to be out? When are you going to have Gary back on? I love this stuff. I need to see these pictures. Well, the pictures are up at kevinandbean.com right now. And Gary, the Kevin and Bean listener from last week, is back on the phone. Hi, Gary. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Just
good.
Okay? Something wrong?
Well, you know, I guess we all get, you know, go through ups and downs in that part of life.
Sure. Are okay. you're in a rough patch right now, are you, Gary?
Oh, no, it's you know, just
I have concerns like, you know, most of the people do that are involved in this because of, you know, whatever, what the aliens, the message that they have, really.
And their message is what?
You're not going to like it.
Well, listen, see, a lot of times you don't like the truth, but you want to know it.
Well, they are, this is, I mean, I don't know how much time we really have.
Not much. See if you can summarize.
To really talk about this stuff, you'd need like a week of days. But anyway, they told me that they aren't happy with the way things are, you know, going on this planet, progressing, that there are people in control that are above the figureheads that we see.
Right.
Wow. And that they want, you know, some type of a world that's very similar to what Star Trek is like, where you don't have any money motivating people, where people are basically free to explore what they want to do, and that everybody has equal opportunity to do these things. Prejudice is basically abolished, and we try to get along. There's no more incentive to be lazy or whatever.
Okay, Gary, let me just interrupt for 1 second. So this is what was behind September 11th, right? It was the aliens?
Yeah.
They
told me, not really them, but they told me that was the trigger point for the, what will be the end of the world. And okay. I don't know how it's going to happen or run down, you know, the time frame.
Well, hey, how about a follow-up question next time the aliens are talking to you?
You know,
that's good information to get.
How's that going to happen? Or some heads up?
Well, this is what they did tell me, that, you know, it would be the something that I could see was a trigger. But they also said that afterwards there was going to be this, you know, like a utopia afterwards, but bunch of people are going to perish in the process.
All right,
Gary, let's get to some specifics about the photos that you sent us, because this is what really intrigued us, because anytime somebody has actual indisputable proof like you do, that's the message that needs to get out, and that's why we put it up at kevinandbean.com, where people can see it. How close do you think you got to the closest alien that you photographed?
I've touched them before.
Touched them.
Yeah,
and for folks who weren't listening last week, describe what they look like physically, the ones that you encountered.
Well, I have some that are on videotape, those aren't all the ones I have. I have some that look even more insect-like that are on my videotapes. But the ones that I've actually seen while I was awake during the day, my dogs have seen them. We raise dogs, and on occasion.
What do they look like?
They looked about 46 inches tall.
Okay.
They have, they almost have like an orangutan looking face. You know, they've got these big flaps of skin around their eyes, and then their cheeks puff out, and their heads are very flat. They're not as thick as an orangutan head. You know,
right?
When they're on the side profile, they're very thin. They don't look like
two legs.
Any type of clothing or anything.
Two arms, two legs.
Two arms, two legs. They don't have. They have a thumb, and they have three fingers. Is what it looks like to me.
They're inferior to us.
Yeah, they are brown in color, almost the color of wood.
Sure,
is what they look like to me when they're up close. And
Gary, how did they communicate with you? You said they told you all this stuff. Was it telepathically, or did you actually hear them speak?
Well, whenever I saw the end of the world, there was actually a person there, a tall guy, and he was had blonde hair. And
wait a minute, it wasn't like the 46-inch one?
No, And that mask that I saw, I saw this giant alien that was purple in color.
Purple.
And looked like a typical alien, but he was like 7 feet tall, and I was terrified of him. I couldn't even... I was trained in karate, and I was so afraid of him that my legs would begin to shake when I looked at his face.
Sure.
He touched me and told me that, you know, that they had...
Where did he touch you?
On my forehead.
All right.
Index finger.
Checking.
These photos that you sent us, and again, you can see them right now as we talk to Gary at kevinandbean.com. One of them has, in your words, a creature coming out of the wall above the door in my bedroom. So they got into your house, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm having a little bit of trouble. Can you describe... I see the circle around the alien. It looks like a black spot on your wall.
Yeah. You can see a couple of eyes in it.
See some eyes.
If you look real close, you may have to zoom in on that picture.
Yeah.
It depends on what video card you have, you know, because all computers are not created equal.
Well, true, yeah.
So, you know, I can see stuff on my computer, which has a, you know, a $650 video card. Wow. And then, you know, other people, it's a little bit less defined.
I bet you can see a lot of stuff that the rest of us can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got the expensive video card. So the UFO, you got a photo of the UFO above your house. Do you believe that they landed on purpose because that's where you live, or was it just random that they came down in your neighborhood?
No, I think they're watching me all the time is what I think. There's numerous times. I have another picture of my dog was out in the yard, and I was just taking pictures of her, and then there's one of those metal spheres next to the fence.
Right.
Do you think they put a chip in you or in any way marked you for future?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a piece of metal that's on my right-hand side near your solar plexus.
Right.
That is emitting a radio frequency of 1.2 gigahertz.
Why don't you take that out?
Because it would be major surgery.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I don't have any insurance.
Now, the picture of the...
Now, Dr. Roger Lear, a guy that I've been working with, he's taken out 16 implants that are made out of metal out of people.
Wow. Now,
you can see his website, alienscalpel.com.
All right, now the picture of the alien above your house. To me, again, and maybe it's just my bad computer graphics card, but it just looks like a super tiny moon. I mean, it's just
zoom in on it, and you can see that it's got an actual vapor trail behind it. Now, those are the full resolution pictures. That's at 13 megapixels is what that photograph is.
Okay, all right.
So, and I don't, when I send them to you, I don't know how Hotmail did that, you know, whether they compressed those.
Sure.
It'd be really
nice. They came big. They came as full files. Yeah, you did a nice job with the photos. We'd love to see more if you have more. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time now, Gary, but when was the last time you contacted the aliens?
Or they contacted you?
Well, I see them in the house. They don't talk to me as much because I grabbed one of them one day, and that made them mad. I didn't see them for like 5 years after that.
Hold on a minute. You're grabbing and you're putting your hands on aliens?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I had him in a little chokehold.
Now, were you not afraid?
No, I wasn't really afraid. And I don't know why I did it. I woke
drunk
up in the middle of the night. I had to go to the bathroom, so I was sitting in there on the toilet, and it appeared in the bathroom. I just grabbed him. My pants were down around my ankles.
Oh, wow.
I brought him out to my wife, and he slipped out of my hands and went.
You have a wife?
Yes, I do.
Are you kidding me? That's more shocking than the aliens.
How are they going to interrupt you in the bathroom? Come on now.
They can pass through walls.
A little intergalactic respect. That's what we're saying.
Right.
All right.
I kept telling them I wanted to, you know, I kept sticking. When I would see them, I'd put my hand out and I'd say, you know, I want to just communicate with you. And they would look at me and they made like a clicking noise. I don't know, like, it sounded like some clicking, popping, but I could hear them talking
right
to me.
Now,
did you
like choke him out when you put your hands on him? You choke him out and he tapped, or how did that work?
I grabbed him and I pulled him next to me, and I was trying to put my thumb underneath his collarbone, but he didn't have a collarbone. It felt like he was very solid.
Ah.
Like
all right, listen,
almost.
Gary, God bless you. We love talking to you, but we are out of time. I have to ask you one more question, a personal question.
I can come back on tomorrow.
Yes, you could.
Is it unbelievably frustrating for you to have this regular interaction with aliens and not have it more widely known? This should be front page news of the New York Times today.
Well, there are people that are in control of this world that are above governments. And those people are working with the aliens.
Is this like the Illuminati or some?
Well, I don't know if it would be called the Illuminati, but I'm telling you, that's how it works.
Okay.
They choose who's president.
Okay.
You don't choose.
They choose the president. Okay,
they choose the president. That's why they can choose a foreigner. Doesn't matter. Whoever they want to choose, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go right now, Gary, but you know that we're on your side. You know that we want to believe, right?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, we're getting the pictures out there. So if you find any more, or you can send us some video.
No, I got plenty of them.
Please.
Anytime you guys, why don't you call me off the air and we'll talk about some stuff and set some things up and I'll show
you.
Well,
that won't happen. But listen, send some more photos and thank you so much for coming on. Have a great day today.
All righty.
All right. Bye now.
All right, Gary. Bye-bye now, sir.
That's my new favorite person in the world right there.
I believe everything he said.
Oh, those pictures are irrefutable, too.
I don't know. I just think that Gary made a lot of sense. That's
I do, too. I'm with you, man.
April Foolishness is happening Saturday, sold out at the Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City, California. We got Axis of Awesome joining us next hour. They're going to be being interviewed and performing for us here on the Kevin Bean Show, so stick around for that. And we'll talk to the Wounded Warrior Project coming up next, too, to find out what good work they're doing with the proceeds from your ticket price. First, though, some Kevin Bean email on the air. We get a lot of great emails on a lot of topics that we discuss, and I don't remember the last time we got more email on anything we've talked about than bad gift giving. Apparently, everybody out there is getting bad gifts.
Yeah.
Here's just a couple. Bean, I got a pair of tube socks from my mom. Not a pack, a pair. 5 months later for Christmas, I got another pair.
She split up the pack.
Yeah, she split up the pack. Dear Kevin and Bean and Lisa May, ding, ding. When I heard you were doing this topic, I had to write. Not a birthday present, but a Christmas present. Last year, my boyfriend of a year and a half gave me a bottle of barbecue sauce for Christmas. Not a joke.
For Christmas.
No explanation, just the sauce. We broke up the day after Christmas. Love you guys, Michelle. And one more. I'm not proud of this, Kevin and Bean. In fact, this might be one of the stupidest things I've ever done. When I was in high school back in the mid-90s, I gave a friend of mine one of those floppy disks for an AOL free trial as a birthday gift. Little did I know that everybody got those, and yeah, they were considered more of a burden than anything valuable. I failed hard. Yeah, you did, Tam. Thanks for writing.
Nicely done. This guy wrote to us from San Francisco. In the 50s, my dad claimed to have been invited to go aboard an alien craft. After being shown the future and how he could help humanity survive our destructive ways, he banged a hot alien whore and had kids with her. This is a dude whose dad told him this his whole life. My dad told this story over and over again throughout his childhood, throughout my childhood. He firmly believed he was helping aliens save our planet. He even bought a 101-foot boat, which we lived on, that he was going to use to haul supplies to the secret islands where aliens were training humans on how to survive.
Yes.
He'd take off for a weekend and say, I need to go see my alien friends. We have work to do. He always came back with a smile on his face. Love you guys, Josh.
Wow.
Josh, so, by the way, writing a book about his dad.
He should. So his quote-unquote alien friends, his dad's alien friends, was really just his Russian mistress.
That's what all I would that suggest, was, right? Yeah.
Here's a funny follow-up from Leandro to a conversation we were having about mail-order brides. Remember that I told you about I know a guy on the island who got tired of not being able to meet women? So he flew to Russia, right, and got himself a mail-order bride. Hey, I was listening to your conversation about the guy on your island who flew to Russia. Kevin said, you mean he couldn't get to Seattle, but he could fly over the Atlantic Ocean to go to Russia? Maybe we should get Kevin a globe. Let's see. Option one, fly across the entire United States, then over the Atlantic, then above all of Europe, and then on to Russia, or just fly over the Pacific. What would you do?
So you're suggesting that I took the long way.
Well, maybe the Atlantic is not the ocean you need to fly over to get to Russia is what
he's suggesting. I accept your scoring. Troy wrote about Dave the King of Mexico. I propose the next time Dave attempts to talk about wombats, which he's been doing endlessly, and anybody that's from Australia, he badgers about that. With a guess that he'd be bound and gagged and sent to the San Diego Zoo wombat exhibit. Drop him in the pen during feeding time and let nature take its course. I'm in.
Dave would be honored to be killed by wombats. Are you kidding me?
That's true.
And I got one more segment on the royal wedding. Here's the variety of emails that we're getting about this topic, because the wedding is less than a month away, don't you know?
Sure.
And they sure don't mention that on TV much.
Nope.
One comes from our listener, Jared, who catches us on podcast in Palmer, Alaska. Kevin, this one is addressed to you. I'm with you 110%. The royal family is a family of douchebags that haven't mattered since the early 1900s. They don't even wield the power in England anymore. It's their prime minister. They're nothing more than mascots. Ralph brought up the subject of Disney princesses in arguing for the relevance of this stupid royal wedding coming up. Well, much like Disney princesses, if you care about this wedding and you're not a 10-year-old girl, you need to go kill yourself. That's what Jared says. Then immediately after that, I got this email from a listener who says, good morning. I am turning 40 on May 1st, and as a present to myself, I'm going to London. I will be there for the celebrations and the awesomeness that are William and Kate. I tried to call in and talk to you on the show so I could show you the light, but I was not able to make it through.
Wait, she's going to the wedding?
No, she's going to London where the wedding is so she can be close to it, Kevin. She's a very sad 40-year-old who's living through this royal wedding. As a courtesy to the Kevin and Bean Show, I would be willing to call in and help correct your viewpoint and provide information from London. Just so you know, you're not the only ones who make fun of me. My husband ridicules me daily for my love of William and Kate. Thank you, says Kelly. She has a husband?
Your husband's doing the right thing, and we have to talk to her when she's there.
That is shocking to me.
What did you see today? Nothing. Dear Kevin and B, why do you keep calling it the Badger Song? When it says magic mushroom, magic mushroom. That makes sense, but it is called the Badger Song because that's the title of it. But it is, regardless what you call it, the best song ever.
Mushroom.
Here comes the snake. I don't care what you call it, this is gold.
Finally, I can stop thinking about the Friday song.
Hey, party people, this Saturday night, it's the sold-out third annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. I mentioned earlier today, and I think it's worth mentioning again, just because I saw a tweet late last night that suggested that some production holds had been released from the venue once they got it set up for the show this weekend. That means there may or may not, please go to Ticketmaster and check, be tickets available for April Foolishness, which has been sold out since the day it went on sale, so that could be very big news for somebody.
Or it might not, because you haven't done any research.
Of course I haven't done any research. Like usual, I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, I'm just saying.
We're raising money this year for two great charities, Cedars-Sinai Maxine Dunn's Children's Health Center, NICU. We had them on earlier in the week. We're scheduled to speak with somebody from the Wounded Warrior Project right now.
Yeah.
We do have, we got Norby on the phone?
Yes.
Norby Lara joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show from the Wounded Warrior Project, woundedwarriorproject.org. Norby, thanks a lot for calling us. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Good morning.
Fantastic. I was surprised when I started to see organizations like yours pop up in recent years, particularly to help veterans from the current wars, because I guess growing up, I always thought, well, that's what the Veterans Administration is for. That's what the government always takes care of people when they come back from service overseas.
But that's been proven by history.
That turns out to not be the case at all, right, Norby?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't seem to be the case, although there's a lot of bureaucracy there. So organizations like mine, the Wounded Warrior Project, we're a nonprofit organization. We take no money from the government. Nobody can tell us how to spend our money except for our board. They're just doing some great things for these men and women coming home.
And what kinds of things do you provide for veterans?
Well, I'll tell you, like, one of the things that changed my life, I myself lost my arm in Iraq, and our adaptive sports program changed my life. I did a lot of therapy at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, but it was stuff I'd already done. The Wounded Warrior Project introduced me to skiing and snowboarding and golf, rock climbing, just a bunch of stuff I had never even tried before. I can honestly say I do more stuff now than I did while I was in the Army.
You can golf with one hand. I can't golf with two.
Oh, I can, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I can drive a ball about 210 yards. So.
Oh, F you. You can't already be way better than me.
Wait, he went to Iraq and lost an arm, and you're saying F you to him,
well,
Kevin?
I'm just saying.
That's what's happening?
Take it easy.
So, Norby, are you one of the original guys who started the Wounded Warrior Project in Roanoke, Virginia, way back when?
No, I am not one of the founders, but I am one of the initial guys that was held by the Wounded Warrior Project. I was entered in June of 2004. The organization started in 2003.
And that's the kind of thing that they help people coming back from war with?
Yeah, well, it's not just about the adaptive sports programs. We offer other programs like the track program, where we send guys on a year-long, it's kind of like a college prep course. We have two locations in San Antonio and in Jacksonville, Florida. And what we do is we basically send them to school in the morning. In the afternoon, they go back to our campus and they have tutors. We do a bunch of unique stuff just like that. It's a very unique program that no other organization out there is trying to do. These guys are coming home trying to go back to school, and a lot of them can't focus. So what we do is we bring them to our campuses and help them focus and get them ready for life.
The Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. It's headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. They have program offices in New York City and Washington, D.C., and you help people all over the country. We actually know somebody who has benefited from the Wounded Warrior Project that we have on the other line, Norby. So you hang on 1 second. We want to talk to Dan. Now, Dan is a guy who dates and has dated for a number of years, Chip. Chip, who's worked here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a while, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show, too. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good to talk to you. When did you, you were in Afghanistan in the Army, right?
That's correct.
When did you come back?
I think I landed stateside June 5th of last year.
And what kind of shape were you in when you returned to America?
Excellent.
I had been in better shape.
tell us what happened.
May 21st, I was involved in an attack where just didn't duck quite fast enough and wound up getting hurt. After a couple of days, wound up in Germany. I remember the last couple of days with vacation, no money.
Okay, but you're kind of burying the lead. When you say you got hurt, you had an IED explode near you, right? That took off part of your face.
I had a car bomb that decided to blow up about 30 yards from me.
Yeah, and you lost some teeth, and, I mean, you were hurting, right?
I could have been doing better, but we'll see where we're.
Okay.
He's fine. Right. He's fine. Chip, is it always this tough to talk to Dan? Does this come with the territory of dating
Dan? Much.
Okay. So you get home. How did the Wounded Warrior Project help you out?
Mentally. Because I remember waking up in Germany, no identification, no clothes other than a hospital robe, no way to contact my family or a thing. I remember waking up and there was a Wounded Warrior representative actually there who had, without talking to me prior, went out and kind of looked at me and sized me up and got me a week's worth of clothes, got me a couple thousand minutes of phone cards, got me to a phone to talk to my family and let them know what was going on.
Wow, that's situated. Stuff you would think would be taken care of, but I guess it makes sense, you know, that they're just trying to give you health care and they don't have time for that kind of stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
fantastic. Yeah. So that's the organization that we found out about, in part thanks to you, Dan, thanks to getting a chance to meet you and get to know you a little bit. And we thought, man, it sounds like they could use some funds and they're using it for a good purpose. So that's why a portion of the proceeds from this weekend's show is going to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is at woundedwarriorproject.org. Dan, I'm glad you got to join us. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Norby, anything else you want our listeners to know about the organization before we say goodbye to you?
Well, it's a great opportunity to help those who have given up so much. So please visit our organization at www.woundedwarriorproject.org.
We'll do that. Will do. Thanks to both you guys, and thanks on behalf of Kevin Bean Show and all the listeners for your service as well. Have a great day. All right?
Thank you.
Ralph Garman, you brought us the Axis of Awesome. You said check these guys out.
That's
they're
right.
Great. They need to be on April Foolishness. They are, and yes. They're here, and they're joining us after the top of the hour.
I am so excited to have these guys on the show.
I heard you say that you were going to refund anyone's money that didn't have a good time on Saturday night. Personally, you're going to write them a check. Is that true?
For the winners that we give the tickets to, yes, I will absolutely refund their money. Yeah.
Whatever they paid.
No, I've been a fan of the Axis of Awesome for some time now. And like being mentioned, you guys didn't quite know who they were when we suggested them. And then you saw some of their videos and fell in love. But for those of you who don't know the Axis of Awesome, just when I say Axis of Awesome, you think Beatles, it's like 1963. Just like you're in the Cavern Club or you're in Hamburg or something, and you're going to be on the ground floor. So when these guys blow up, it's like, I knew who they were. I remember when they played April Foolishness.
Better or worse than Rebecca Black and her song Friday?
Better than Friday. Not as good as the lip sync version where it's gang fight, gang fight.
Gang fight, gang fight.
Not as good as that.
Well, nothing's as good as that.
But they fall somewhere between those two. Yeah.
They join us in studio next on the Kevin and Bean Show, so that should be fun. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I got some tickets to give away. Passes to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Hannah. If you've seen the trailer for this movie, it looks awesome. Eric Bana stars as a guy who's raising his daughter to be an assassin in the wilderness to kill Cate Blanchett. Yeah. He saw her in that Indiana Jones movie, the fourth Indiana Jones movie, and now he wants her murdered. I can't say I blame him. That was an awful film.
I don't think that's related.
Why not?
Mm.
Anyway, we've got a very special screening going on at the Arclight in Hollywood on Thursday, April the 7th. If you'd like to go, be one of the first three callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. But if you don't win, don't feel too badly because it's in theaters everywhere Friday the 8th, the very next day. You can check it out.
Not giving him very much
time.
Yeah,
I saw them. Oh, you saw it too?
Oh, damn. I saw last night. Oh,
gosh, it was right there. Eric Bana, another Australian, by the way. We're just chock full of Australians lately.
We really are.
We had Jim Jefferies in recently.
Uh-huh.
We had Emily Browning from Sucker Punch in recently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another Australian. Dave is in like Wombat Heaven.
Oh, no. Dave's in there talking to the Axis of Awesome.
I know. That's why he came in to help them with the Wi-Fi, hook up the Wi-Fi here at the station.
Oh, that's his cover.
And the first thing I said is, do not talk about wombats.
Did it work?
I don't know if you paid attention. I had to leave the room. So he may be going to wombat-esque crazy right now. All right. Let's talk about showbiz news. Warner Brothers has announced they are pushing more superhero films onto the schedule. Well, that's good news for me. This year, of course, we had Green Lantern. We haven't talked much about Green Lantern. It opens in June. It's right around the corner. Green Lantern.
I thought, that was Green Hornet.
Super excited about this.
Green Lantern is the one that can't fight yellow, the
Stop
color
it.
Yellow?
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
It's an impurity in his ring that makes him powerless against the power yellow.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I wear a yellow shirt, I win?
But you're not all yellow. He'll just grab your head with his giant green fist that comes out of his ring.
What a dumb superhero.
He's a great superhero. And Ryan Reynolds is going to play him in June.
Wouldn't he just shoot Kevin with one of his green arrows?
No, that is the hero called Green Arrow. You would think that would be obvious.
Oh, that's a Green Arrow?
Yes.
Oh.
The Green Arrow is very different from the Green Lantern, although they are best friends.
Sure.
But we're talking about the Green Hornet now.
No, we're talking about the Green Lantern now.
So the Lantern has a lantern?
Ryan, yes.
He just carries a lantern around?
No, that's how he recharges his batteries with the lantern. It's pretty simple.
Mm. I can see how this would wait until very, very far down on the list to get made.
A new Superman and Batman next year, and then, very exciting, Warner Brothers has announced 2013 will bring us a Justice League movie. You know what the Justice League is? That's all of the superheroes banding together.
I'm sorry, I got stuck at 2013?
Listen,
I don't know if I'm going to be alive then.
I'm hoping not. I'm just telling you. Circle your calendars. Speaking of movies, revenues are down for theater owners. They're upset. Revenues for ticket sales for theaters around these United States of ours, 20% less than compared to 2010. Now, the studios are saying it's because more people are watching movies at home and getting on DVDs. The theater owners are saying, really, it's because the movies aren't good.
Well,
they're putting it back on the studios.
I think it's both.
Yeah, it could be both, yeah.
However, they're hoping the summer blockbusters will be enough to bring the industry numbers back to at least on par where they were last year. Here's what we got lined up for the summer. You got three comic book movies. You got Thor, Green Lantern, and Captain America coming out this summer. You got Cowboys and Aliens, new Jon Favreau movie. That's also based on a comic book.
That's going to be good.
Final Harry Potter film comes out in July. A third Transformers film, Hangover 2, another Cars sequel, and the Pirates of the Caribbean, the fourth in that franchise, also opening up this summer. So,
But I think, Ralph, and tell me if you're like this. I know Kevin loves the movie theater experience. He really looks forward to going to the movies. Even if there's nothing out there he wants to see.
I
think there are some movies that benefit from the big screen experience. But I think most movies, particularly the kind of movies I like, they're just as good to see at home.
I disagree. I disagree.
But so why go out there and pay $6 for 20 cents worth of popcorn when I can wait 2.5 months and see it at home?
Listen. Listen, Diamond Jim Brady. Listen, Mr. Spendthrift. Your popcorn cost notwithstanding. Your popcorn cost, rather, notwithstanding. The experience of going into a theater and shutting yourself off in that room with just focusing on the screen that is a large and in charge in front of you with a sound system that is better than you can have at your home. I don't care how nice it is.
I love it.
That experience forces you to experience that product in a way that is unique, that you cannot do at home. With the phone ringing and the dog barking and your wife talking in your ear and people knocking on the door making deliveries and dropping off your mail, that being in a movie theater is the best possible way to experience any movie, in my opinion.
So what's your theory as to why revenue is so down at movie theaters?
Because there's a lot of crappy movies out there.
You agree with the theater owners?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to, as much as I love going to the movies, I'm not going to spend $15 to go see Drive Angry, to see Nicolas Cage escape from hell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go see Madea. I'm not going to see the latest Tyler Perry cross-dressing comedy. I mean, it takes a movie that to really catch my interest to get me into the movie theater. But when I do go to see a movie, that's the way I want to see it.
It's also been a terrible economy. I mean, that might have something to do with people deciding not to go to so many movies.
Yeah you have to buy gas once in a while.
Yeah.
That cuts into your entertainment spending, sure.
And speaking of movies, Larry Flint, we may have to talk to Larry about this.
Excellent.
He just got slammed by the California Workplace Safety Officials, Occupational Safety.
Uh-oh.
And Health Division cited him for not providing condoms on the set to protect the sex workers in his Hustler video porn shoots.
I thought that was a given and a demand and was done and taken care of forever.
A lot of porn companies now are not using condoms.
What?
Because they find the people watching them are less excited by watching people have safe sex versus raw sex.
Huh.
And so Larry Flint's company and another film company got cited recently for about $15,000 each for violations for not providing protective equipment. Larry said he's upset because although he did not provide condoms, he did provide hard hats. So OSHA should have really gotten off his ass, in his opinion. But yeah, I don't know. A lot of companies do it, though. I don't know why these guys have been singled out, but I know a lot of companies don't use condoms. So
that's bullshit.
I think that should be up to the company, by the way. I don't think the government should be able to tell them that.
Maybe it's just you have to have them on the set. You have to offer them, maybe, if a performer wants to use them or not.
By the way, they're not. It's not like you're going to break the bank having a few condoms on hand. Doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know, dude.
Huh. Well, that's not why they're not using them. It's because of the expense. Like Ralph said, they're not using them because they think people prefer the product without them.
Right.
Right, but I'm just saying, in this particular case, Larry Flint could get the whatever government body off his ass just by having condoms there.
Just by
seems really simple.
Offering them. Yeah. Take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. Jessica Zor, Vanessa from Gossip Girl, is 26 years old today. Ewan McGregor is 40 years old. Rhea Perlman turns 63 years old today. Angus Young, guitarist for AC/DC, is 56, and Christopher Walken, happy birthday to me. I'm old, but still cool. He's 68 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We've been doing this Kevin and Bean show for a long time now. Maybe too long, some people would argue. But I have to tell you, we have never before, Kevin, had a guest who has won the Moosehead Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. Ladies and gentlemen, Axis of Awesome is here.
Yeah, thank you.
If only you knew how prestigious that wasn't.
Rapturous applause. Thank you so much.
Seems like the Moosehead Award is something you ought to never leave home without. Like, carry that with you everywhere. That should get you to the best restaurants, get you to the front of the line at the airport.
It's really hard to get it through customs because you're not allowed to bring animal products.
Mm. Oh, yeah, sure. Like a heavyweight champion. You should have that belt everywhere you go, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Although it's a bigger deal in Australia than it is in Canada. You know, everyone's got one in Canada,
sure,
right?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Now, I don't know if you were listening when you guys were in the other room before you came in, but Ralph Garman, who you met, is the one who turned us on to your stuff. He's been a fan of yours for a long time. I did not know of you until 2011. Does that make me lame that I've missed out on the magic of the Axis?
No, I think everyone's just starting to get on board now, so welcome aboard.
There's a lot of other things that make you lame.
Right, yeah. Just yeah. Not this, right?
Not like, this one. Like the fact that you're not here. Are you a ghost?
Yes, I am a ghost. I died in 1975.
He works from his house. Yeah, literally full time works from his house.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of comedy, a lot of different kinds of comedy, a lot of different comedians. And of course, you'll be sharing the bill Saturday night with a bunch of the best. You know, guys like Patton Oswalt, Ray Romano, Jim Jefferies, co-countrymen. But there aren't very many who do what you do. If you don't mind revisiting that territory for our listeners, how did it happen that you ended up doing musical comedy?
I mean, we all started out doing improv comedy together, and Benny was a musician, and we kind of got bored of that and decided to start a bit of a side project, and it just ballooned. And
I mean, the reason we picked it is probably the same reason a lot of people. It's just a total zag from normal comedy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why we wanted to add it to the
bill. And people enjoy it on the musical level as well as the comedy level, you know.
So we get to go back to places year in, year out, and people request the same songs, and we're like, we can just keep.
Yeah, we don't need to write new material.
Yeah. You haven't had any new material in how long?
45 years.
Which is all right, because we haven't heard them.
Yeah. Everything's new for America.
So some comedians, Zach Galifianakis comes to mind, and Bo Burnham is another one. They do stand up, but they also have incorporated musical elements into their act. Is that what you do, or is it song after song after song when you perform?
It's kind of song. We're a band, so we do a concert, and you know, we talk to each other between the songs. We mostly make fun of Benny.
You can't see on air, but Benny, a keyboard player, is quite short.
He's very short.
The one place I can get away with it is radio.
The medical term is a bonsai.
I didn't know that term. That's nice.
It's a condition I have, bonsai-ness.
If you do a Google image search of Benny Davis from Axis of Awesome and the little kid from Jerry Maguire, you'll see they're identical. You can't see they're on air, but have a good time at home.
Sure.
Now, the band, of course, is playing April Foolishness, which is sold out for Saturday night. You also have a gig coming up at the Largo, which is a great room for comedy, and people always have a good time when they go to see a show there. The Largo is on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles, and that's April 6th, which I think is Wednesday.
It's going to be great. We're going to be doing, you know, heaps and heaps of songs, and there's also going to be, like, free gold for everyone who comes.
Did you say free gold?
It'll be so much gold, it's going to be inconvenient.
It'll be a bucket of gold.
If I have a question, you're doing our show on Saturday night. No gold?
Well, there's a lot of people.
I mean, you're producing that show, so if there's going to be gold, you guys need to provide.
We have to come up with the gold.
Did you get a writer? Like,
it sucks.
It's just basically the writer's gold. Just
I didn't realize that. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
You are going to want to see them at the Largo, is what I'm saying, and tickets are available at largo-la.com. Now, you're going to be sticking around. We're going to be talking to you some more in the next break. But before we go to get out of this, could we hear a little bit of the magical music that is Axis of Awesome?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a song coming up now. It's from back when we were boy band.
You were a boy
Steel
band.
Steel string guitar. Chimes.
Synthetic percussion.
Baby girl, I wanna show you how much I really love you. How much I really love you, baby girl. It's what I call you to show you that my love for you is true. Baby girl, my love is so great that I wrote you this song. And to show you how much I really care, it sounds like every other one. The beat kicks in and then I sing a bit more rhythmically. To make it sensual, I sing it in a minor key. I move my hands like I'm pushing someone in front of me. Now that's the first verse and now I'm gonna take it to the bridge. I say something about how I don't wanna break up. Then I turn around and rhyme it with makeup. I tell you that we should be together.
Hell no.
Forever.
That long.
And ever.
So long.
Girl, you're always in my heart.
In my heart.
And I never wanna be your paw.
I'll never be a paw.
Honey, you'll always be mine.
Baby, be mine.
Baby girl, it's chorus time. This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, this is how you write a cliche love song.
This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, a boring 90s R&B love song.
This is my backup and he sings quite breathily. He takes the words I say and sings them after me.
Sings them after me.
He emphasizes words and sings emphatically.
I sing emphatically.
Now listen to us sing an a cappella harmony.
Now we're back at the bridge. I haven't written anything for this bit, so I'm gonna stretch out the words, repeating everything I say. Till I get yeah, till I get back to the chorus.
This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, a really, really, really boring love song.
And to show you I care, I throw my hands in the air. Now cut the music while I sing a long note.
Hey girl, I've been standing up the back, not doing much for this song. Well, that's because my talents are quite limited. But that don't mean that I love you any less. In fact, it means the opposite.
I'm just showing off my voice.
Just that it's so hard for me to find the words to really express the way that I feel about you, girl. Especially when I have to worry about fitting those words to music. And there's some kind of rhyme structure involved.
Meaningless whisper.
I know it's lazy songwriting, but I don't care. Because I sleep on a big pile of money at night. And a bed. Girl, you might think it's weird, girl, that there's three guys singing about just one girl, girl. Well, let me tell you something, girl. It's not weird at all. In fact, girl, it's an industry standard, and it happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Well, girl, I better wrap this up about now, because I'm about to get cut off by the...
Wow, 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 wow. Baby, I wrote you a love song. It wasn't hard, and it really didn't take long. A totally generic love song. Yeah, really, this could be about anyone.
But it's for you.
Yeah, this is your love song. Non-specific, girl. To let you know we take it seriously. And watch as we change the key.
When you change the key in a love song, it means you're singing passionately.
Wow, wow, wow,
but
wow,
we still
wow,
haven't
wow
reached the end.
No, because we're gonna change the key again.
Look at me, I'm singing a love song.
Yeah, anyone can sing a cliche love song.
Our love is so unique that I copied every other cliche love song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Girl.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. I'll never be able to enjoy my New Kids records again.
Or before.
All right, that's...
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bing, that's fine.
That's a mighty that applause a you got there, Bing.
And there's so few of us here. You wouldn't think we could make that much noise.
No, Axis, do you have like 12 hands or something?
Axis of Awesome are here. See them Saturday night at our show. Next Wednesday at the Largo. We'll return with the guys right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Axis of Awesome are here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jordan, singing lead vocals. Benny, keyboard and vocals. Lee, you're listed as playing guitar and on way, way, way backup vocals. That's quite an endorsement.
That's correct. Sometimes I'm just listed as other.
Yeah. Hey, other. Right?
Lee was the sexy talking voice guy.
Yeah, baby.
He's the third best singer
in the band. Fourth, if you count that machine we bought. That tape deck.
Axis of Awesome, of course, are on the bill on Saturday night at the Gibson. By the way, have you guys worked? Have you done gigs with Jim Jefferies before? You know Jim?
We know Jim. We've kind of been to festivals, Edinburgh Festival with him in Montreal. Mm-hmm.
We did a big gala with him in Melbourne in Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
God, he's funny. So funny.
And
funny
all guy. Australians know each other.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because it's a tiny country. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all got Jim's phone number. It's 8.
Yeah.
And you can see Axis of Awesome at the Largo, and you should, Wednesday night, largo-la.com. We got time to squeeze in a couple of short songs if you got something you can play for us.
Yeah, well, so this is a song. What we need, everyone who's listening, is to just turn the radio up really loud.
Turn it up loud. Okay. Especially if you're in your motor vehicle.
Yeah, if you're driving around and that traffic report meant anything to you, just crank this out your windows.
And we should just say this is a radio edit.
There's language problems?
There's some language problems in this song.
How many language problems are there in this song?
25.
25.
25.
So see if you can pick the word that we've changed.
Okay.
Okay. So let's hit track 4.
It's Friday night, gonna feel alright. It's party night, alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, yeah, alright. Gonna see the sights, hold that booty tight when I drive through town tonight.
Tonight's so bright, it's dynamite.
I'm gonna crank the volume when I get to the lights. Can you hear the funky music coming out of my car? Can you hear the funky music coming out of my car? Can you hear the funky music coming out of my car? Can you hear the funky music coming out of my car? Can you hear the funky music coming out of my car?
Well, there's a lot of funky music coming out of my car.
The car is pumping while the bass is thumping. Girls in the front seat crumping, humping.
You jump in the back for some bumper bumping. Got my hands all over that lady lumping.
All you other MCs, you ain't got nothing. My rhyme's so tight, yeah, something, something.
Everybody on the street, get this party jumping.
Around midnight, I'll turn into a pumpkin.
What? Pumpkin. Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car? Do you like the funky music coming out of my car?
There's still a lot of funky music coming out of my car.
You can hear it on the streets. You can hear it while you sleep. You can hear it from my car.
I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car. I love the funky music coming out of my car.
There's a lot of funky music coming out of my car.
Car, 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 car.
There it is. I'm guessing the curse word was car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. We could have gone like Kanye and gone for like broke or CeeLo Green and gone for
forget you. Though.
But you're going to use the real words Saturday night.
Damn straight.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Axis of Awesome is here. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to squeeze in one more before we go. I have to ask, and forgive me if this is a sensitive topic, but is there competitiveness with Flight of the Conchords, or are you completely running in different circles and that has not been a factor for
you? We already beat them in a cage fight. So
I didn't realize that.
No, we won. So the competition's over.
They used to have 3 members, and Gerald.
I didn't realize that.
No more.
Yeah. Benny ate Gerald.
Yeah. Yeah. They also quit. You guys forced them to quit as well. So.
Is that true? Have they actually officially...
As far as we know.
Yeah, I think they're really done.
You ran them right out. Fans.
We actually really love those guys.
We try and distance ourselves in terms of being a higher energy act, and there is 3 of us. And we're from Australia.
And we stand up when we perform.
You stand up. There's that.
Big differences.
Well, I got to tell you, there are many, 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 many people who build themselves as musical comedy, but they're either good at music or they're good at comedy. They're not good at both, ever. But you guys seem to have kind of a good balance.
Well, I'm good at comedy.
And I'm good at music.
Okay. And I'm good at other.
And you're other.
Yeah.
I'm actually a level 6 warlock, so look me up.
I would like to suggest that you guys could do without Lee.
Hey, well, I'm just saying.
No, hey,
I'm
right in here. Front of him.
Oh, you're right there.
Yeah, be nice.
I realize that
could be. It could be the chemistry thing.
Yeah, yeah. And look, he does all the admin work, really. And
yeah, we need somebody to do all that data
to run
entry.
The website, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a lie. He does all the admin work.
All right.
Yeah, which is why we are $70,000 in the red at the moment.
Go see Axis of Awesome next Wednesday night at the Largo. It's largo-la.com. Follow the boys at twitter.com/axisofawesome. And by the way, if you go to Google and type in Axis of Awesome comes up before evil now. You guys have eclipsed now the Axis of Evil.
Wow, that's three countries.
Yeah. I know, right? Very impressive.
All right, that's North Korea.
Let's do one more because I can't bear to see you go because this is so funny.
Yeah, this is about the pop industry and
yeah. So all the biggest pop songs ever written, they just use the same four chords. One, two, three, four. And we'll show you what you're talking about. You recognize this?
Yeah, of course. This is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
And the cast of Glee.
Yeah, there's a few more songs with the same chords. Check it out.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. People kill and people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young. I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm your lipstick stains on the front of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you if I could. Then I would. I'd go away.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Maroon 5?
Yeah, yep. Sorry, we've been. Who's the third best singer?
It. You've ruined it.
Jesus,
I just wanted to be included.
No, yeah, we're done. In the band.
Sorry, you have your job as admin. Just sorry.
Should I hit the applause?
We can't. Yeah. No, yeah, sure. Right. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
By the way, those songs were all more impressive until I saw this. Until I saw your And you have about another 30.
Yeah, the song goes for another 24 hours.
And we're going to do that at the gig on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Yeah,
all right.
All right, axisofawesome.net. You can see the great work that Lee does on the website. Guys, thanks so much for coming in there. We really enjoyed it. We'll see you Saturday night.
A lot of fun. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:41.
Axis of Awesome. Very funny. Very funny.
They're great, aren't they?
And that is Adele rolling in the deep here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. A story that I think all of us fell in love with over the weekend. And like most things, Kevin, it came to me via the Twitter because somebody retweeted and they said, this is the best tweet ever. And it was from the Bronx Zoo. And they said, poisonous cobra on the loose. We believe it's still in the World Reptile House.
Yeah.
And I thought, we believe it's a poisonous cobra on the loose in the zoo? You think you know where it is?
I have the news story if you want to hear it. This is
please tell me more.
Unbelievable.
No snakes for you. Not for visitors at the Bronx Zoo. The zoo shut down its reptile house Saturday afternoon, which houses turtles, lizards, and snakes, because an adolescent Egyptian cobra like this one had slithered out of its enclosure and was missing.
Ah.
The snake was kept in an area away from the exhibit floor.
A snake got out?
It's kind of crazy. We just got here. I just found out.
But zoo officials say there's nothing to worry about after they secured the building. They released a statement that says, we are confident that the snake, about 20 inches long, is contained in a non-public isolation area within the building. Though some kids probably wouldn't mind getting a good look.
What do you guys think of snakes?
I think they're kind of scary and really, 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 really interesting.
Really?
Yes.
The building will remain closed until further notice.
So the zoo is saying, hey, everyone, it's all good.
Right. It's but only a poisonous snake. That's all.
Its bite is fatal, by the way.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not this just is... you have to pee on yourself or whatever you do for snake bites. It's fatal.
Yeah, this is serious. Well, anyway, that happened over the weekend. So here we are almost, I mean, it's been like 5 days or something. This snake has been on the loose. And we wanted to find out more information about it. So we asked producer Alex to line us up, a representative from the Bronx Zoo. And I believe we have the actual head zookeeper, Hector Hammond, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Mr. Hammond. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're so good. Thank you. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Now,
everything's great here at the Bronx Zoo, don't you know?
Well, you do have an escaped Egyptian cobra.
Oh, that's just a word for it, really.
But it is.
Escaped. He's just been misplaced, that's all.
Okay, so but you know where he is because you've seen him.
Well, not seen in the technical sense, but we know he's got to be around here someplace. I mean, he's a snake, he's an asp, he's an Egyptian asp. And it can only get through a very small asshole.
Okay, careful. We are on the air, Mr. Hammond.
Right, that's what it's called.
But I have to ask it. I don't know. I'm not a zookeeper, so maybe I'm not fit to judge this. But if I've got a poisonous animal loose in my zoo that could kill a visitor, I maybe close down the zoo until I find it.
Well, let's not overreact, for corn's sake. I mean, come on. He's just a little snake, and he's got to be around here someplace. I'm sure it's fine. Come on down to the Bronx Zoo. Bring the kids.
We've got
balloons. Oh, damn it.
What?
The vulture's loose.
Oh,
vulture's eating a donkey.
What's
close that cage door, please.
What's happening?
Oh, the rooster house. The rooster house is open. Well, I don't know why we have roosters in the zoo.
Why don't you close some doors?
Why do you have a cow in a zoo?
Oh, because we needed something to chase after the sheep, don't you know? And the cows and sheep are mortal enemies, along with crickets.
Is it still safe?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Come on down.
All good.
Here's a chance to get up close and personal with the animals, because now they're in the hallways. Oh, no! The wolf and the horse are hanging out together.
What?
That's not a good sign.
But still safe.
Sure. Oh, the elephant just stepped on the wolf. That's good news. One less. Now the dolphin is riding on the back of the elephant.
Wait a minute. All these animals are loose?
Don't worry. The chimpanzee will get him back in order. He kind of runs the things around here.
At what point does the zookeeper close the zoo?
What's that?
Oh, man, I got bees attacking me here.
Well, that seems like it's unsafe.
Get him back in the bee house.
In the bee house?
Oh, don't worry. They were chased off by the lion.
Wait, there's a lion loose?
That is good news.
He's got my leg. That's not good, right?
Oh, no, Hector.
Well, it's good. It's safer for you because I'll keep the lion busy.
So the zoo is...
Gilbert Gottfried just showed up.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about women who now are going to England on vacation to try to nab themselves a prince. They saw Kate Middleton do it with William. Well, Harry's still out there. He's single. He's available. These girls are trolling now to get a hold of William of Harry. What about that?
That's
it's pathetic.
Why don't they just play the lottery? Why don't you stay home and buy lottery tickets? You have a better shot.
They're just hanging out, just waiting to get noticed by royalty.
Why do they think that he's going to notice them when he probably has all of his women in his own country to choose from?
I don't know. There's no explaining this. Who can explain any women, much less these women?
I can't tell, though, who I'm more upset at. I'm more upset at the women or Access Hollywood for doing this story.
That's a good point.
And Billy Bush, it's an embarrassment.
On Billy Bush.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah. That'll be coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Billy Bush makes Ryan Seacrest seem talented and restrained. That's what I say about Billy Bush.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do have some passes to give away to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Hannah. It's happening at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood, California on Thursday, April the 7th. It's in theaters everywhere Friday the 8th, so don't feel too bad if you don't win. But if you'd like to see it for anybody else, and for free, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First two callers to get through, we had a pair of passes to see Hannah featuring Eric Bana and Kate Blanchett. Looks really good. Miley Cyrus is fed up with all these talentless young girls becoming sensations for bad music.
What?
Self-hatred, party of one. Apparently all these girls who are showing up on YouTube, like the Friday singer Rebecca Black and that Jenna Rose girl who did My Jeans and the Teenage Ass Hump song or whatever that's called.
Sure.
She says, Miley says, you shouldn't be able to put a song on YouTube and go on tour. Should be harder to be an artist than that. Well, Miley knows.
Maybe she's
an artist. Oh, no, wait a minute. You started your career by playing a girl who wears a wig, then becomes someone else on Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else should be complaining about this.
Yeah.
It's a valid complaint, but not from her.
No.
But she did spend 20 years slogging it out in the clubs, barely getting by hand to mouth, living in a van.
She went right to Disney and then became an overnight sensation.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But after she graduated from the Berklee School of Music, though, right?
No,
she trained and studied,
no,
right?
She sang that prefab songs that Disney created for her.
I see.
Right. Elizabeth Taylor had a lot of friends in her 79 years on this planet. But you may be surprised to know that one of her best friends towards the end of her life was Colin Farrell.
Huh?
Isn't that odd? They became best friends at the end of her life.
Huh.
So much so that he was one of the privileged few public personas that was invited to her funeral, and she personally requested that he read a poem at her private funeral. And he showed up and did so.
Hmm.
They loved each other.
Did they make a sex tape, too?
Oh, stop it.
Wow.
Well, you know how he is.
Wow.
It's not a tape I'd want to see. Congratulations to Edward Norton.
No!
Edward Norton, his longtime girlfriend, producer Shauna Robertson, are engaged. New York Post says he popped the question during a recent trip to India 3 weeks ago. What is it about India that makes people get married lately? Seems to be the in place to get married and to get engaged.
For Katy Perry?
Yeah, and Russell Brand also happened for them. Hmm. New romance. At least it's maybe new to you. Carey Mulligan, very talented and beautiful actress. Is currently dating Marcus Mumford. Wasn't he the head zookeeper at the Bronx Zoo? Did we just talk to him? No, he is, of course, with the Grammy-nominated band Mumford & Sons. Of course, Carrie had hooked up with actor Shia LaBeouf while they were filming the second Wall Street film, but they split up late last year, and now she's got a new boyfriend. She is seeing Mumford. No
she's
word
awesome,
of whether she's seeing
way.
Any of the Sons or not. But
I think get them all. You get one, you get them all.
Carrie's even considering joining the band. She will either play jug or broomstick bass. She can't decide which instrument she's going to sit in on with Mumford & Sons on the front porch down there at the general store by the Cracker Barrel. And Jane Lynch wants you to know that your kids' teachers hate them.
For reals?
Yep. Us Weekly Magazine did a story with Jane, and she said teachers come up to her all the time and say they wish they could say what she says in her character of Sue Sylvester on Glee to the kids at their school. So that means secretly the teachers hate your kids because they want to throw slushies on them and push them around and be mean to them.
That seems bad.
That does seem bad. Now I'm concerned for America's youth. But it passed.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Walken, 68 years old today. AC/DC guitarist Angus Young is 56. Rhea Perlman turns 63 years old today. Ewan McGregor turns 40. And Jessica Zor, Vanessa from Gossip Girl, celebrates her 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, don't forget to go to kevinandbean.com. You ought to be checking it out every day. We put new stuff up all the time, including a brand new internet roundup yesterday. Today, we put up two new posts. One is a new online edition of Bean's Death Corner, if you want to play that game at home. And the other one is a story that has to do with a listener we spoke with earlier today named Gary, who has definitive proof of aliens in his house. Took pictures. Could the pictures be any better? Could they be any clearer?
No, they almost look like they came from a movie or something because they're so clear.
It's unbelievable how definitive this proof is. One of the comments on the website at kevinandbean.com of these photos is, wow, as a commercial photographer, I have to say, these are some of the clearest, most crisp photos I've ever seen. Absolute proof.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's from books, and he's a professional, so he should know. So if you're interested in UFOs and aliens, you definitely want to check that out. It's all available at kevinandbean.com.
All right, I'm not a big fan of Access Hollywood. I do not like they have to put the house music underneath every story.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Really loudly. Billy Bush is just horrible.
He's a tremendous radio and television presenter and a great interviewer.
Okay, I'd like you to defend him doing this story. Now, this story is about the royal wedding, which you know we love, and it's about two American women who have gone over to England to try and meet Harry, the brother of the guy that's getting married. Mm-hmm. So he's still sort of available, so they hope to run into him so that they can. And Access Hollywood said, good story, let's follow this up.
Well, look, we all know the international obsession with the royal wedding. I'm not surprised that they're looking for any angle that they can take.
Yeah, but
these chicks who are going over there to try to meet the guy who's third in line to the crown just so they can be princesses, I mean, F them to hell, right?
I agree.
But Access Hollywood held more because they're doing this story, and your little boyfriend, Billy Bush, is guilty party number one.
35 days, folks. That's it. A mere 35 days until William and Kate's royal wedding. Well, we know William is officially off the market, but younger brother Harry is not. We found two American girls dubbed Harry Hunters.
All right, they're dubbed Harry Hunters. Now, is that what your nickname? Is that what you want as a girl?
No.
Harry Hunter.
No, it's
you
not.
You are a Harry Hunter.
It's never what I would want.
Their objective? Hunt down the redheaded Romeo and marry him.
All right, so there's your Billy Bush.
Okay.
Hunt down the redheaded Romeo.
I'm not in love with that voiceover, no.
There it is right there.
All right, they're looking at Buckingham Palace, and they're going, hey, hey, that's the palace.
Do you think Harry's there? I don't know if we'd be able to get past the guards, though. I wouldn't want that type of reputation anyway. Yeah. It was going to happen if it's going to happen.
On Royal Recon, meet Taylor McKinley, 21 years old, home state, Virginia, and Liz Caputi, 20 years old, from New York. The friends are overseas in London, hoping to snag themselves a prince. So we put today's Michelle Kaczynski on the case.
All right, so it's not enough that they're doing a story on these women. Now they send it to a reporter who's with the women in England to interview them and find out how it's going. Your boy Billy Bush still holding up there, Bean?
Well, I think this is a Today Show story that Access Hollywood has co-opted. I think that's what's really happening.
Don't care. You're still standing behind your man.
Look, I don't love this story. I don't love anything about this.
Have you gotten anywhere close to meeting any royals, would you say?
Not yet, but the wedding is coming up, so they will all be gathered in London, so we will be there, definitely.
And it's the soon-to-be princess that's most inspired Taylor to follow her dreams of tiara hood.
All right, Bean.
Yes.
How about your boy?
Look,
She's following her dreams of tiara.
Tiara hood. Yeah. By the way,
Billy Bush.
You're so right about the techno music.
They just go one band to the next. It doesn't even matter what the story is.
What the hell is going on? Everything doesn't have to be a dance remix, guys.
They use that music when they talk about the Japan earthquake. I don't understand it, but they put it under every story is my point.
All right, I'm with you. I hate everybody involved in this story.
Tiara hood.
I guess Kate Middleton is the first true commoner. So it gives a lot of girls hope that if it happens to her, why can't it be
if it happens to her, why can't it be me? I'll tell you why. Because Kate Middleton is hot, and you, ma'am, are a troll in the true sense of the word.
And by the way, here's a refresher course for you, ladies.
Fug.
The Harry Hunter.
Fug.
Besides perhaps Fug and definitely American, which is not necessarily what Harry's looking for to marry, Kate Middleton went to college with Prince William. Hasn't she known him and dated him on and off, Lisa, for like 7 years?
Yeah.
It's not like he stepped outside one day and saw a couple of girls sitting on a park bench and said, oh, I'll have her. That's not what happened.
Which is what they hope. They're wandering around aimlessly with no plan.
Right. Just hoping that he'll see and fall desperately, instantly in love with them.
Wearing a fake engagement ring just like Kate Middleton's.
All right. So they're wearing a replica of the Kate Middleton engagement ring.
Yes, they are.
Taylor envisions different scenarios in which she might meet Prince Harry.
All right, so now they're asking her, let's say that, what in your mind, how will it happen?
Admiring the painting in a grand estate. We both look at it and just look away from the painting, and then our eyes meet, and then sparks fly.
Hopeless romantics, without a doubt. The ladies also know that to meet an aristocrat, one must also hit the right night spot.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
See how clever
they are?
I guess you'd have to go to the usual haunts, I guess, that you read about in magazines. Covent Garden's pretty good, Kensington and Chelsea.
Can you imagine if you just saw him, like, walk?
No, I don't even know what I would do.
Being an American, good thing or bad thing?
All right, now, F you, first of all, because these girls don't represent America. So they're asking if it's good to be an American to catch Harry's eye.
To an aristocrat.
Sometimes I think it might be a bad thing.
With you.
I feel like they think a lot of Americans are kind of gold diggers, but that's not true at all.
How is it not
There's
true?
A plant toss right over there.
It is true, by the way.
It's true for them. That's why they want to marry a prince, right? It's because they want to have that life of privilege and luxury.
They want
to I love the fact that they're all the way in England to meet Harry, yet they say on the piece, if I saw him right now, I don't know what I'd do.
Well,
why not have a plan?
That'll get his attention.
Right? I mean, this would be like going lion hunting without any weapons. I mean, what's the point of this?
She would see Harry and run.
There's the Clarence House right over there. And then Buckingham Palace.
So, if all goes to plan, what about that pesky on-again, off-again girlfriend, Chelsea Davey?
Hey, so what about that pesky girlfriend? That's your Billy Bush, Bean.
I think he hates himself for this story, too, by the way.
Is she suitable for Harry?
Now they're asking the girls if the on-again, off-again girlfriend of Harry is suitable for him.
I don't know. She seems a little wild. You never know.
And that's their story.
That's great.
Good work.
Now,
good work.
Do you hate the girls more or Access Hollywood?
I hate the girls more because I understand why Access Hollywood does stories like this, because they've got, you know, three more weeks to film before the royal wedding.
Wrong answer. Access Hollywood is to blame.
I don't like this. There's a gleam in Garmin's eye right now. What? I feel like there's going to be trouble. I feel like he's got something up his sleeve. What's happening, Ralph?
I have an email to read. That's all.
I see. It seems like you've got something evil planned.
I just have an email.
All right. Time for the showbiz beat and not email. Here's Ralph.
No, I do have an email before I get to the showbiz news.
We did email earlier. You should come in on those.
I didn't hear. I don't listen to the show when I'm not on it. I find it unlistenable when I'm not on the air.
I do too, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
This one comes from Hank, listener Hank in Downey. Appreciate him calling in. It's regarding something we've been talking about all week. Our buddy Psycho Mike Catherwood on Dancing with the Stars. Apparently,
formerly
on Dancing with the Stars. Uh-huh. Hank Strang, a listener here, apparently is a fan. Ralph, my wife and I started watching Dancing with the Stars years ago. After Tuesday night's elimination show, the only thing that hurts more than Psycho Mike being sent home is the knowledge that I can no longer watch Lacey Schwimmer on the program.
Yes, I'm with you there.
Since season 7, she's added a young, fresh exuberance to the show, and she was never afraid to try new moves and sex things up a bit. Pairing her with Psycho Mike sounded awesome to me, especially after you guys talked about his physical and mental toughness and his competitive drive. However, watching Mike's pigeon-toed bow-legged dancing was very disappointing. My son actually walked by during his jive routine and commented, it looks like a horse should be under that guy. In any case, someone needs to reevaluate how they pair up the pros and the stars. If I were in charge over there, I'd call an emergency meeting and demand to know, who put Mike with Lacey?
Yeah, yeah, who put Mike with Lacey? Yeah, yeah, who put Mike with Lacey? Yeah, yeah, who put Mike with Lacey?
That's what it was. It's current. It's young. It's fresh. It's hot.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Pitchy dog.
That was the best dude looks like a lady ever, Kevin. You gotta admit that.
Come on, that was
strong.
It was current.
It was funny.
It was happening. It was now. It was hip. It was with it.
Now take it easy, Grandpa.
And it rhymed, and it was funny, and it was full of gumption and moxie.
She's the only one that could have handled Mike, too, by the way, just for the record, on a serious note. Thank God he didn't get paired up with anyone else.
That midriff was looking all right on the Monday show, by the way. She's
unbelievably sexy, Lacey Schwimmer.
She's a sexy...
She looks like she does stuff, you know what I mean?
She knows tricks.
She does know tricks.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike, by the way, in a related story, was on Regis and Kelly this morning. Regis and Kelly? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. But without Kelly today.
And Letterman calls it Regis Lee and Kelly Lee. So I always get confused. But I thought the interesting part for me was the intro at the beginning when Regis was talking about him.
Okay.
Because Mike may not be the most famous guy on that show this year.
Right. That's been clarified.
And I think it was even more driven home by the fact that Regis didn't quite know what his name was.
They call him Psycho Mike. He's even giving you a shout-out.
I don't have very much celebrity status.
Is that the wrong clip?
That sure is.
That's what Muggs was trying to... But I can't...
Oh, there it is.
Omar sent us some clips this morning from Regis. Right.
Got it.
Regis Lee and Kelly Lee.
You want to do the setup again or just...
No, let's just play Regis.
He's a big name out of L.A.
Yes, we know him from Dancing with the Stars, too.
Yes. Look at the hook they throw off.
Look at that.
Mike Hathaway.
Mike Catherwood.
Now, they're showing the photo of Mike on TMZ, right? That picture of him with his shirt off,
He's
right?
He's a big star out there in Los Angeles. Mike Catherwood.
Mike Catherwood.
Everybody loves Mike Catherwood.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Why is he famous, Reed? What's he famous for in Los Angeles?
I think he should quit radio.
Well, he's been with Bean and...
No, the Dr. Drew?
Right? No, Dr. Drew. He's
Love
with,
Lines?
Yeah.
Love Lines.
Love
yeah,
Line with Dr.
Lines,
Drew.
Yeah.
He's also on a famous show out there.
With Mike and Bean?
Mike and Bean. Yeah, Mike and Bean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Mike and Bean.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That famous show, Mike and Bean.
That's
Psycho Mike Hathaway is on Mike and Bean. It's famous.
And I love it.
Is this how I'm finding out I'm getting fired?
Apparently.
This is how we find out that Regis needs to retire.
Mr. Weatherby needs to talk to you right after the show today, Kevin.
That'd be a good show. It's hard for me to discount that.
Famous show, Mike and Bean, Mike Hathaway.
Oh, poor Regis.
Regis is becoming Larry King.
He is.
I love
Maybe
it.
Maybe it is time for Regis to step down.
But in his defense, he shouldn't know any of us.
No, he shouldn't.
You know what I mean? Like, this story
but
is
then
not...
Don't say it's famous. Don't say it's famous right. If you're going to follow with that. Yes. I'm going to say you
right.
can have one or the other.
And the other thing is, Kevin, look, you can tell Regis doesn't even take a cursory glance at a sheet of paper before he walks out onto the set. He is just winging it off of whatever's on the teleprompter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought that was funny.
That's love it. Awesome.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Matthew McConaughey apparently ran into Tom Hanks recently and handed him a $100 bill.
Why?
Well, that's what Tom wanted to know. He told Us Weekly magazine, I thought it was odd that Matthew was paying me $100, and Matthew told him, trust me, I owe you a lot more than that for the amount of time you've been babysitting my son. Apparently, Matthew just plops his kid down in front of the Toy Story films and walks out of the room. So he told Tom how much he appreciates his hard work. No word of whether Tom kept the 100 or not. That's all, I don't know. Probably stuck it right in his pocket.
That's odd.
Tom Hanks, that cheap bastard. Britney Spears is on a health kick. She wants to get into tip-top shape for the release of her new CD, Femme Fatale, and the tour that she's launching on. So London Sun says she's working out 3 hours a day, eating lots of protein, absolutely no sugar, and is so serious that she has banned junk food from her home. Her boyfriend, Jason Trawick, is not allowed to eat it in front of her. The junk food, I mean. And he's having a hard time with her strict diet. She's making everyone adhere to her diet.
I'm hot.
Because she's hot. Or she may be again.
Yes.
Amber Heard's going to be starring in a pilot for NBC, a new series called The Playboy Club, talking about the heyday of the Playboy membership clubs back in the 60s. You may not know this story or not, but Playboy used to have a collection of clubs around the country where you had to be a member. You had to be a key holder. And you would go there, it was like a private club, and the bunnies would be there serving you cocktails.
Was it just like a bar? An upscale bar?
Yeah, but it was more like a nightclub, because they had live music there, and they would have comedians there sometimes, and it was a private gentleman's club where you'd go, and you'd take your clients if you wanted to impress them and stuff, but you had to be a member to join. And these bunnies, that's where the Playboy bunnies, with the tail and the ears and everything, that's where they became famous.
Now, is this interest in the Playboy clubs, which aren't popular anymore, because of the appearance on Mad Men a few episodes last season?
Very much so. Playboy and that whole 60s sort of hip, cool scene is coming back again on television thanks to Mad Men. And thanks to the success of the Playboy Club in Vegas.
Oh, you can lose so much money at that club in Vegas.
And I have.
You don't care.
Because all the dealers are bunnies.
I want to take a second on my house.
And you just sit there, and you're like, oh, I just spent $200, but she's still here. She's still dealing with those giant cans.
Normally, I would get up and leave, but...
But, just reach in the pocket, next thing you know, you're washing dishes.
Yeah.
So Amber Heard is going to play a Playboy bunny on that show. I don't know if you've seen
good
the photos
casting.
Or not. Yeah, they're available online. You can see her in her Playboy bunny outfit. But the real exciting news is... Someone got a hold of the contract, and in the contract, there is a nudity clause saying she has to be ready for nudity and or simulated sex acts.
That's what I'm talking about!
To be required with her...
Kevin just woke up.
With her services in the pilot and or series. It's in her contract.
Fantastic.
Now, people are saying it's on NBC. Why would she possibly need to get nude? Well, 20th Century Fox is saying they're going to edit any graphic scenes out for NBC when it airs on the network, but any more graphic sex and nudity scenes would be retained, so when they sell the show and release it on DVD or for cable syndication, they'll be able to sex it up by putting those scenes back in.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
So she's got that for her.
Yeah.
Going for her. That we've got going for us as well.
Yes.
Amber Heard is a good deal.
Yes.
She sure is. Now, she is a lesbian, so you know, that takes us out of the running. I mean, it gives us not as much of a chance as we had before.
That's all right.
But I'm thinking we could swear.
What's sure the best tuna?
If we could just get her in here.
I'm guessing that wouldn't work, but I'd be fine trying.
Hey, showbiz comic book geek news. I know how you guys love it, so I'd love to keep you up to date. Just announced that Jeffrey Rush has been added to the cast of the Green Lantern movie that opens up in June. He'll be voicing one of the CGI'd alien characters, Green Lantern Tomar Ri. You know who Tomar Ri is?
No.
He is that reptilian parrot man who takes Hal Jordan
Ryan Reynolds' character under his wing and teaches him how to be a Green Lantern. So very exciting news.
Okay. Who plays Kato?
There's no Kato. It's the Green Hornet.
Oh.
But Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush just added to the cast. You know, Jeffrey Rush is only one of 25 people in the world who has won an Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy.
Didn't know that.
I know there are. There's a few, two or three maybe, that have won all those plus the Grammy.
I know.
It's even harder to do.
Even harder.
Thanks for that info, Ralph.
I'm just saying you might be interested in those things. And good news for Lindsay Lohan. She's got at least one legal case off of her plate. Prosecutors have dropped the battery case against the former Betty Ford Clinic staffer who claimed that Lindsay roughed her up. You remember that story? She came over the wall after curfew and
yeah,
there was a confrontation and she twisted her arm. And yeah. Apparently, prosecutors have said there's not really enough evidence there to proceed with the case, so they have dropped it. The woman, by the way, is not pleased by this at all.
Oh.
She says she thinks the DA's chickened out.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you know how the DA's hate to bring charges against Lindsay.
They
do. Wait a minute. They do it every week. Maybe they're just exhausted. Maybe they're not
too tired.
Oh, another one? No, I can't.
Can't keep up.
The only case right now on Lindsay's docket is the court date of April 22nd, when she'll have to appear for a preliminary hearing on that case that she stole the $2,500 necklace. So we'll have to see what happens there. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Christopher Walken, he is 68 years old today. Angus Young, guitarist for AC/DC. 56 years old.
Short pants. That's the short pants guy,
he
right?
He likes short pants.
Sure still does. Wearing those. 56. Still out there wearing short pants.
He dresses as a British schoolboy. That's his that's his shtick.
He's 56, but he doesn't look a day over 76.
That's true. He has aged well.
And that never gets creepy when he's hanging out with his fans, 16-year-old girls that are fans of AC/DC when he's dressed like a schoolboy.
Yeah, I'm guessing it is kind of creepy. And he's got big balls. You know, he loves those big
balls.
That's
what I understand, yes. Yeah.
The big, you know, gala ball, where people go and dance and party stuff. It's a famous song. He is 56 years old today. Rhea Perlman is 63 years old. Bassist Bob Crawford of the Everett Brothers is 40. Ewan McGregor, 40 years old today. And Jessica Zor, Vanessa from Gossip Girl. Oh, I love Gossip Girl. I watch it every week. I just hope they have a wombat on that show someday. She's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Amy Ryan on the program, who is both in The Office and in the movie Win-Win.
Love her.
She's great. We have a reporter from Nat Geo who spent some time with cannibals today, like current-day cannibals.
It's incredible.
They eat other human beings, is what I'm saying.
They live in a place where that's legal, or they just live out in the jungle where there is no law?
They make their own laws, man. I don't know. Okay. I haven't seen it.
Outlaw cannibals.
We have a Sports Illustrated writer talking about the Barry Bonds trial, which is crazy because he has misshapen balls, and that's funny. Andrew Siciliano will be here talking about the Final Four. We have Steve-O in studio.
Wow.
It was way too big of a show. And we have your final chance at April Foolishness ticket. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.